This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Don't you wish your boyfriend worshipped Spock like me? Don't you wish your boyfriend was a geek like me? Don't you? Come on, tell the truth. Don't you? It's tonight. It's tonight. We'll be feeling alright. We'll be getting fucked the whole night through. 'Cause I'm taking all my drugs. Yes, I'm taking all my drugs. I'll be taking all my drugs with you. Miserable, miserable. I often get miserable. So depressing I can slip my balls. F it, I don't wanna talk. No, not at all. F it, I don't wanna talk. So fuck them all. Miserable.
Miserable. That's from the world.
Miserable, you know. Miserable. Ain't nobody miserable here right now. It is FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, the one and only.
Yeah. And it already is the last show of the year. Can you believe that?
Yeah. I could believe that, man.
It's just flown by.
Because this year has been a mother lover. Now, I can't believe it myself, man. It's 2015 almost over.
This is getting scary now. But yes, you're tuned into FUBAR Radio. And right now, hip-hop is taking care of you from 4 until 6 p.m. And we have a bananas jam-packed show for you today. My goodness! One of the certified greatest of all time. I don't think you can even like dispute that. Big Daddy Kane. We're gonna have an interview from him coming up later in the show. We have a certified UK OG too coming through to the studio. That's Mr. Chester P. He is back.
Triple OG Chester P.
Yes. Cannot wait to see him and maybe hear him if we're lucky too. On the open mic later on today, we've got a Shay D and Eskar. They're gonna be representing. It's always live on the open mic, so keep it locked for that too. And coming up in a second, it's more OGs. Mr. Dexter. The main man.
Quadruple OG, Mr. D.
Yes. So you need to keep it locked right here to FUBAR Radio. Hit us up in the studio on Twitter at FUBAR Radio. And you can also email FUBARradio.com/hip-hop. Get in touch. We've got enough dope music for you as well. First of all, something fresh off this Prime Deluxe project. Did you hear that Prime album, Maestro? That was the... Yeah, you're feeling that?
Royce the 5'9" and DJ Premier.
Yeah, to
AKA
the
Prime.
Mm-hmm. And they've like done a little refresh of that project. And this track, Wishing, which Prime, originally
Adrian Young,
Primo's gonna break it down for you right now. You're tuning into FUBAR Radio. This is hip hop. It's Sarah Love and Maestro.
Was originally supposed to be done with my man Black Thought. Unfortunately, we lost a great man, Mr. Richard Nichols. R.I.P. To the legendary Rouge crew, hold your head. We love y'all, you know? We all continue on. That's how life's supposed to be, and that's how we treat life. So, one day, Reek gave me a call. He said, yo, that joint you did with Common, y'all still wanna do a remix of that? By the way, shout to Common. Congratulations on that Oscar, my nigga. John Legend, big up. Word. I said, yeah. When you want to do that? He said, yo, I'll come over right now. Oh, yeah? Well, step inside the booth. Yo, Ree, it's go time. Wishing, part two.
Yo, the voice of the announcer signing off. Salvador, a connoisseur, a hot monologue. Rock mining off, living life not by the law. And I'm a product of that rock him, God Allah. Forensic files, leaving them disemboweled. 87 style, they chant slimmer than Reverend Al or Kevin Lyles. Some friends of ours still be pelling vows off 11 mile. They wishing you would, you probably better reconcile. The dark side of Tahuti rising to prominence. My crown's taller than Suleiman of the Ottomans. Wiser than Solomon, mobilizing a following. They try and give me the Nobel Prize for novelists. Peace to cats that rock mag knowledge, knowledges, hood astrologists, illegal anesthesiologists. Yo, Elefante, Belafonte, keep a regimen ready to give them hell if prime say. Yo, post-traumatic stress, I wear it as a family crest. A murder at its best, word that I manifest, causing cardiac arrest, Budapest to Macarest. My slang Bangladesh, my gang Clarence X. I'm life after death, the last larynx, letting every other rapper know they better wear a vest. I'm pulling in 200,000 for appearances. I wrote a song about it, here it is. Yo, the creature, feature, searcher, preacher, teacher, torch, capture, rupture, rapture, reacher, the preacher, heat, the feature, speak, the ether, sneak, the creeper, send no peace to meet ya. Can't nobody get with me, strong suits from Italy, chill, humility, what I'm all about, ability, yo, I wish a nigga would bring the hostility, though, you know how them boys from Philly be, I'm like Sinai, creeping through the air ducts, and I got a foul mouth, tell them kids earmuffs, when I was in school, I was through the steer clear up, smoking reefer in the bathroom, sipping Smirnoff, when it came time for the pictures in the yearbook, I was up in Paris like an American werewolf, years later, yo, I'm an American hero, verse evil like Deerhoof, if I let the bear wolf, they don't recognize me when I'm shopping up in Bergdorf. They just know I'm flyer than a motherfucking airport. Therefore, they say I'm a sartorial gear.
Ascots on the tailored suits. You artists throwing bands to radio like they made you you. I'm looking for artists on stages to throw tomatoes to. The way I act, you think I'm banned from radio, like Trader Truth. I don't really care, nigga, I'm getting in. I got a C63 V Twizzy Benz, I'm sitting in. Out, I don't give a fuck any DJ anywhere. I'll give him as a triple dare. I'll tie him to a swivel chair. I'll give him spins. I'll give him grins and count dividends. Ask around about them D-Town niggas that'll leave you with a concert full of dead fans and bloody merch. Smoking though, that's silly, that's the color perp. You might wanna study first. Every verse lyrical but nutty first. Every verb and every word is like a speeding bullet about to chop your body in half while it's on the way to heaven like Kid Cudi shirt. Shit could be a hit, but it's gotta be muddy first. I rap with a sickness called Iraq, pistol pulling private. Chris, I think I got the gully curse. Underground, underrated, y'all keep digging for answers like the root to cancer. I keep turning primo beats into chemo treatments. I keep wigging like a hoop to Andrew. I'm clumsy when I shoot, oops, I bet your crew will scramble. I don't write for limelight, I shine the rhyme light down, then I produce a scandal on what your baby moms would do for cameras. I'm leaving everything from the marriage to a little cooch and shambles. Your posse even getting my bra where your posse will perish. Your posse will become the posse up there. I'm outlining all of their bodies in chalk, setting fire to them to the chocolate on top like chocolate eclairs. The outfit and jacket is Bell Staff. While we in the air is Yahtzee on Liz, and when we land we on Yahtzee and Grazie to the nail staff. Mwah, kiss my ass, y'all can go to hell fast. I'm just ready for whatever hell brings. Focus, man, getting closer to that real money like Gayle King, that's Oprah's friend. I think of nightmares that have ruined your dreams, and I just went shopping in China, yeah, I flew with the team. Fuck a translator, I speak fluent cha-ching. Y'all holding shit down with a selfie stick. I'm flying some shit out of Harvey Nichols and Selfridges. Even when me and Shady was Abel and Kane, we worked our magic separate like Angel and Blaine. We came into this game with a navy like Baby and Wayne. Now every pair of glasses I have has a crazy insane Jazzy Faye gradient frame. The least most amazing vehicle I have is a lease, though it's a beast for 80 and change. Y'all trying to pick up Bieber and Drake fans. Not me, but I'm in the streets though, like a Canadian crane. To elaborate is to annihilate, please don't make me explain. Come get your bitch, or I make her smile. Before I perform a bunch of acts on it like Saturday Night Live, then take a bow. Like Kenan Thompson, I don't believe in nonsense. I don't got no felonies on my record, I just got a fleeing conscience. I'm just out here spending money like I'm being sponsored. I'm just on my Philly crime shit, my ice cold jacket.
That is taken off of the Prime Deluxe edition of their album. That's DJ Premier and Royce the 5'9" featuring Black Thought of the Roots. What's up, FUBAR Radio? This is Sarah Love. And my man, Mice Diggy, is me. How you doing, Mice?
Yeah, good, man.
Yeah?
It's been, you know, at it this weekend, getting ready, getting prepared to take Christmas by the Kishkis.
As we do every year.
Rip their mother lovers off, you know what I mean? Kick them down the road and get ready for, what's after Christmas? Oh, yeah, New Year's.
The onslaught.
Yeah, you know. How about you?
Are we ready? We read it. No, same business, man. It's just too many things happening at once. But I'm so excited for the show today because we've got some ill people joining us in the studio and that literally. Interview with...
literally,
well, our next guest is literally ill. Hopefully they won't spread the lurgy onto the rest of us. Big interview coming up later with Big Daddy Kane, so keep it locked for that. And hit us up on the studio at FUBAR Radio. That's on Twitter. Now, every week on the show, we have an important part, which we like to call the...
Big up, big up!
And really, I just think it's important that we send a shout out to, you know, spread the love, the goodness that's happening in the world. Make sure everyone gets to hear about these great things. And there was a very important player to the history of hip hop in this country, sadly passed away last week. His name was Mike Allen. His name is Mike Allen, the Boss. And today,
now I don't know, you know, but I know there's a bunch of ignorant ass people just like me who don't know who DJ Mike Allen is. So you lot are going to have to explain a bunch of stuff here.
Exactly. Wow. Well, you know that's exactly why I invited today. A great guy and another great player in hip hop to me, Mr. Dexter of the Brotherhood fame. How you doing, Mr. Dexter?
I'm alright. You
got royalty up in here right now.
No. Just a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, just a little bit.
just a little bit.
I wanted to blow my own trumpet, but there you go.
Yes, you know, because Dexter, not only are you like a great contributor to hip hop in this country, and you know, you've influenced so many people really through the work that you've put out.
Thank you.
Like as a producer and being part of the group Brotherhood, which lots of
Lane
people
Foundation.
Talk about as being like a really pivotal, you know, important part of our history out here. And
thanks.
I know that Dexter is someone who you listened to the Mike Allen shows back in the day. We're talking like the mid-80s,
Easily, yeah.
I don't know, what year did he actually start on Capital FM?
I couldn't tell you. I think it was about, well, I know I was listening to him mid-80s. Oh, sorry, wow. Yeah. Oh, you did
tell
me on that.
I did tell you.
I know I was listening to you about, to him about mid-80s.
Yeah.
86, 85, 86, something like that.
Yeah, because he was definitely on air by 1985, and this was broadcasting on Capital FM.
Yeah, that's right, which had no hip-hop at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Wow. That was a weird thing. That when Capital jumped on it, you were like, what, Capital Radio? One day Radio 1 will play it.
Serious, even back then it was like, what? They're on Capital.
We were allowed in clubs with trainers on back then.
But also Mike Allen wasn't the first person to play hip hop on the radio in the UK, but there couldn't have been that many other people broadcasting.
As far as I was aware, I used to listen to Pirates, I used to listen to Mastermind on Invicta, which they used to play the core hip hop. They used to play like breaks and live jams and things, and then mix themselves. They like four deck mixing and stuff like that. Mm. And then it was amazing, and tape mixing and stuff.
But then to have on like an official broadcast like Capital FM.
I think Tim came from in LWR.
And then I think he followed Mike Allen.
Lord Westwood. Westwood.
Yeah,
and
so
then Dave Pearce, of course, after. Because after I think when Mike Allen hit. What are you going to say?
No, because I was going to say, what? So Westwood was on before Dave Pearce?
Westwood was on the radio in about 82.
Jesus.
But Mike Allen was on Capital first,
vampire,
and then he kind of brought through, like after him came through Tim Westwood, and then I was trying to remember the other day, did Ensign Radio, did that predate Westwood on Capital, or was that after?
Yeah, that was.
Because I remember as a kid, my sister's recording the Ensign Radio, some of my earliest memories of hip-hop is watching them videos.
I mean, I could be really wrong in that, but I think it was around about the same time. I think Westwood's platform grew when he hit Capital.
Yeah.
And that was when, you know, that was, because I'm sure that my memory is at the moment especially is a bit skew-iff, but I'm sure that Westwood and Allen were on there at the same time at one point.
Okay.
Wow. These lot are some historical figures.
But this
figures,
is proper,
bro.
Like, you know, the beginning. Because when you think of all the people who are like, you know, celebrity DJ, hip-hop DJs out here on the radio, really, you know, I think, as far as I know, all of them guys were listening to Mike Allen back in the day. And that was like a key place where you could get your hip-hop information, like, direct from New York. Let's give the people a little taste of what radio sounded like back in them days. Kids, if you're not kids, you need to understand, like, this is what we were dealing with, like crackly FM dials and pause tapes.
We're
going to
give you some hip hop now, all the way from the States.
But also, that's what I loved about Mike Allen. But that is also what I loved about Mike Allen, is that he has such a dope, like a classic broadcasting voice. But this is what Mike Allen sounded like, and here's a little taste of what the show was like too.
The home of the fresh beats, this is The Boss in London, Capital Radio with Mike Allen, stirring them up and fit to bus, the hip-hop story.
This is LL Cool J with Cut Created a Force, and right now we're listening to Mike Allen on 95.8 The Boss. Chill.
You know, it's the strangest thing, but ever since UK Fresh has started to bubble around, I didn't realise I had so many friends, people calling me up saying, "Hello, Mike, got a ticket for you?" On your bike. UK Fresh 86, in association with the Capital Radio Music Festival. I can confirm that these artists are inked in, signed in blood. I'm speaking now of the American contingent, who will appear at UK Fresh 86 on July 19 at Wembley. They include Grandmaster Flash, Lovebug Starsky, Mantronics, Africa Bambaataa, Aleem together with Leroy Burgess, Just Ice, Roxanne Shanté, Hashim, the real Roxanne, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde together with Scratch On Galaxy, Steady B, also known as MC Boob, Sir Mix-a-Lot, DJ Cheese and Word of Mouth, and Captain Rock. 14 American acts have all been found guilty of having a hip-hop hit. And as you know, on more than one occasion. Now, here's something which maybe I shouldn't tell you, but I'm going to tell you because I do love a bit of gossip, especially when it's true. Hashim has been specially commissioned to write and record an anthem for UK Fresh 86. And I've been assured that within 3 weeks, I will have a copy in my little pinkies that I shall be playing it. Can't tell you any more about it than that. I'll get onto the tickets in just a moment, but let me tell you that there will be, in addition to that, on stage, a championship throwdown between top break teams from the UK and the USA, plus top British graffiti artists, scratch and mix DJs from the UK, and rap and beatbox performers from the UK, all at UK Fresh 86. In addition, there will be the winners of the Street Sound Streetwave King of the Street competition, announced first at UK Fresh 86, and I'll see you there. And in answer to the letters and people are saying how we recognise you, I'll be the Wally on the stage.
Aww,
true
one
manoeuvres.
That was
here we
so
go,
classic.
I'll be the Wally on the stage.
I'll be the Wally on the stage.
Proper. Yes. But did you? Because there he was talking about the Fresh 86 jam that happened. So did you go to that?
Yeah.
My goodness. Yeah. I'm
but,
so jealous.
But you've got to remember that Fresh 86 to me was like a secondary thing.
What do you mean?
Well, we had Freestyle 85, which was the jam that London people did, which the core hip-hop people in London did, the Cosmic Jams, the Pogos, the Swifts, the you know, the B-Boys at the time there, the Graph Artists. That was a year before. So that was really, that year, 85, was when I met Cosmic Jam and was introduced to the breaks and everything like that. So for me, Freestyle 85 was a more real hip hop jam than what, Fresh 86.
What, as in it was less commercial, or it was
100% less commercial?
Oh,
I think the GLC funded it. But
there was hardly
of these
anything
big acts,
commercial that existed then.
No, nothing.
This was like the initial stages of hip hop even being introduced in this country for many people.
But for me, that was like an extension of Spats, which was a club in the West End on the Saturdays. Aww. You know, I mean, afternoons. That was an extension of that, and all those people did this jam in Jubilee Halls in Covent.
So
and it was like hip hop came home, do you know what I mean? It was like, this is it, this is what we're about.
We're going to do it big in London this time, guys.
It was amazing.
It's going to be brilliant.
So what is incredible to me, like what I love about it too, is like I think it was an all ages event, wasn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, it was all ages.
So what, 2 year olds running around
parents and people were walking at, looking at the graph and stuff.
Wow.
The boards inside it.
But also just to see that lineup of people that he mentioned there. I mean, like Grandmaster Flash and all these people. This is like mid-80s for these guys to be
it was an amazing thing to bring them over.
But then were again, they big then? Were they?
Well, they were to us.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
But this is an underground
Bambata
movement.
Was like, what? He's, you know, wow, he's back again. He's doing... But what it was when you got there, there was a whole queue of people. You know what I mean? So it was an event. It was a whole queue of people. You had tickets that you got on, you know, not online, didn't have online.
What are you talking about?
You mean in line? Don't you mean in line? Gotta get to the back of the queue.
Get your specials.
I'm getting my hip hop on here, so move out the way.
Terrible. But we got in, and it was in this. Where was it? Was it Wembley?
I think Wembley Stadium.
So you were detached from the group anyway, from the people on stage. You were in. It was like watching Coldplay. Do you know what I mean? Although I don't. But it was like watching an arena band.
Wow.
So all these people came in.
Crazy.
And, you know, for me, looking Go on, sorry.
No, I've heard of stories from people where they, like, rushed the doors.
Oh, that always happens.
Where it was, like, this whole group system of kicking the doors and everyone just, like,
That always happened. That was the old Covent lot used to do that all the time.
What, kicking the doors off? Yeah.
Samson and those guys. They always used to do that stuff, man. It was like...
But this is all part of, like...
I don't think they paid for anything for about 10 years.
Hey, man. Can't blame them, you know. But, no, I just think it's so important that we get a chance to, like, send a...
Big up!
To someone like Mike Allen, because really these people, it's all these stepping stones, like, you know, from the inception of hip hop in New York back in the day kind of thing, through to someone like Mike Allen, for whatever reason he was deciding to play hip hop on the airwaves.
These are all the things that have now led to,
you know, us having like these massive artists today, like whether you're even looking at a Tiny Temper or Stormzy as far as that. Do you know what I mean? Whether those cats have any clue who a Mike Allen is, I have no idea. Also, it's interesting why he even started playing hip hop, because I've heard different stories.
Yeah,
from
I was
going
to ask that. Like, why do you, well, first of all, how did you guys find out that he was on air? And then
hip hop, you know, back then, like we were saying, there was no net, there was no networking, there was nothing. So everything was word of mouth, what you heard. So it was like Capital Radio, and now doing a hip hop show with Mike Allen. Isn't he that DJ that does all the daytime stuff?
Mm.
We were like, oh, hold on a minute. He was like, what's his name?
But yeah, he's
he's like one of those. Yeah, not Tony Blackburn, but he was sort of like
Tony Blackburn.
What's his name in the afternoon? Steve Wright in the afternoon, sort of character.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, but not as funny.
Know.
You know,
I don't know who that
so
is.
So all of a sudden, he became this hip hop dude. He was obviously older than us. But I was like, I'm not really into this, because I was listening to all his other stuff. And then all of a sudden, he started playing stuff that he could get. Obviously, with Capital behind him, he was getting sent the core tunes.
Yeah, and he was at, it was like every Friday, Saturday night, where it was the Mike Allen show. And then another key part of the show, too, was he compiled a chart that was from Groove Records, which was on Greek Street in Soho.
Yeah,
I'm going to take a trip down to Groove Records and see what's in the top 20.
No, but that was a mecca. They were selling crazy numbers of vinyl out then, because that was the only way to get the music. Yeah. So it was like every week, the top selling Sync Records in Groove Records, he used them to compile a weekly chart.
That was it. You know what I mean? Because I remember that was the days when you would go to Groove and you had Def Jam covers were purple and black. That was it. Def Jam covers were purple and black.
Mm.
No pictures and nothing like that, really. And then you would walk in and say, oh, and they'd say, new Def Jam release. And before even hearing it, you'd say, give me two.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even listen to it.
Oh, but you just knew that
you
it
just
was
knew.
Be...
Marley Marl's got a new track out. Give me two.
I wish I could have gone to Groove Records.
You never do that now, innit?
Never.
You don't even download shit for free.
No, never.
But then
when you think about going to New York, when I went to New York in the 80s, and I went into Downstairs Records and Music Factory.
Mm.
And when I walked into Music Factory, I was literally laughing and crying, because we used to buy imports, which I think were about £5 a 12. £7 or £12 So to buy two, it was a lot. You go to New York and they were $3.49, $3.49, $2 to the pound.
Yeah, it was like
I was laughing my head off.
But that was also another dope thing he had on his show, because he had like that regular feature that was from New York, innit? Like he had the dude from New York, and it was like news straight from New York, but it was literally like people, you know, straight from the B-boys and the graffers.
That's a memory spark,
But you know, I just think Mike Alan, what would our hip hop terrain be like out here if we hadn't had that regular show? It's hard to say, you know what I mean? And I just think it's so important that we send a
big up
to people like Mike Allen, because if we're not shouting about these people and spreading the word, then who is? But I thought, let's give the people at home some taste of the sort of flavours that you would hear on a classic Mike Allen show. And I know, Dexter, that you like this one.
Oh, this is, I bought this because of Mike Allen.
Aww.
Hearing it, should I? You know what I mean? It was. I remember hearing this. He played this one. I think it was a Friday night. It was definitely a Friday night. And he said that he played this, and he played the Almighty Seven back to back.
Crazy.
And at the end of it, he said, "That's Cold Dollar DLB and the Almighty Seven." So I was like, I was drunk. I used to drink then. I was up on Tenants, and I was on my own in a little house with my stereo and my decks, and I was just, "Yeah, I'm going to get it." I went to Groove, and I asked for that. And they just looked at me like, "What are you talking about?" There's no. I said,
"Yeah, Mike Allen."
No, and then they played this in Groove,
and I said,
"This is
one.
It." And they said, "Oh, it's called PSK."
Aww.
I didn't know it's schooly D nothing, because it just had PSK on the sticker in the middle.
Imagine how many kids though will hear this and they don't have no idea that this is what hip hop sounded like one day. But these are the original days of hip hop. We're talking mid 80s right now. This was definitely a jam that you would have heard on the Mike Allen
heavy
show.
That is. That's
big time. So right now you're locked into FUBAR Radio. We're joined by Mr. Dexter in the studio with myself, Sarah Love, and my Stiggy. And coming up very soon, we got the Manchester Peace stepping up. Keep it locked.
Doing a thing called money, your time is on. PS King, we're making that green. People always say, "What the hell does that mean?" These all the people who can't understand. A one homeboy became a man. As for the way they scream and shout, one by one, I'm knocking it out. Came for the way my DJ cut. Other MCs, when you ain't say nothing. Rocking on to the brink of dawn. A bank for one and your time is on. Down the avenue, towing on a J, sipping on some brew. Turn around, see the fly young lady, pulls in the curb and park my Mercedes. Said fly lady, man, you're looking real nice. Sweeter than a honey, sugar and spice. Told her my name was Insta Schooly D. All about making that cash money. Said Schooly D, I know your game. Heard about you in the Hall of Fame. I said, mama, I tell you no lies. Cause all I wanna do is to get you high and lay you down and do the body rock. Took a walk to the corner, got into the car. Took a little trip to a fancy bar. Count some blue, some chase, some coke. Tell you now, brother, this ain't no joke. She got me to the crib, she laid me on the bed. I fucked her from my toes to the top of my head. I finally realized the girl was a whore. Gave her $10, she asked me for some more. PS King, we're making that green. People always say, "What the hell is that mean?" People, the people who can't understand. A one homeboy became a man. As for the way you scream and shout, one by one, I'm knocking it out. Came for the way my DJ cut. Other MCs when you ain't say nothing. And rocking on to the break of dawn. A thing called money, your time is on.
Some serious classic hip-hop business.
Absolutely.
Right there. That track, if you want to know, is a PSK. What does that mean? You're locked into FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love, and we're taking care of you until 6 p.m. And yes, you definitely want to keep it tuned into FUBAR Radio for the rest of the day now. Don't go anywhere. But right now, it's a very important part of the show. It's like one of my favourite bits where we get to really
talk.
Just indulge and bathe in the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake.
Real mother loving talk. Talk, baby, talk. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mysack Hayes. That's right, Mysack Hayes. We want to welcome you down to the Food Bar Cafe, exactly where you need to be, where private investigator Mice Diggy is about to investigate your ass. That's right. Not literally. Not physically.
I won't be violating anybody. Just get that disclaimer out there.
Let's just get that out there right now. And this is a serious investigation I got to do, because this is the last show we got until Christmas.
No, until New Year. We're not back on the airwaves until the 11th of January.
Jeez, that's even worse, man. 11th or the 4th?
11th.
Oh, that's good. 11th.
Oh, that's good.
Go on a little holiday.
Yeah. You can investigate your holiday options.
So look, man, I'm really struggling to work out what kind of Christmas presents to buy people. I thought, you know what I mean, maybe we should go with the no Christmas presents this year. One, that way you can always get away.
That's someone, is that?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I'll let you do your piece.
So I'm trying to find out from all you mother lovers out there, what's the best Christmas present you've ever had? The reason I'm trying to find out that is to see whether it's worth spending money on, you bitches. Tight as a... No, I'm joking. But no, for real, I do want to find out, what's the best Christmas present you've ever had? Please hit us up with your answers. Mr. Dexter.
Yeah.
Mr. Dexter
was the birth of my beautiful baby daughter. Well, that was second, really. Day. It was a James Bond 007 motor, Batmobile, War the Daleks game.
I was extremely spoiled as a child. Yeah. And then your daughter. Yeah.
So I just got a sack of toys one year, and that was the best thing ever.
Serious. Hey,
Mum and Dad were divorcing, so I learned how to
work the angles.
Yeah, exactly.
Manipulate their guilt.
That's the way to do it, man. Hit us up with your answers, mother lovers, at Food Bar Radio on Twitter. Or you can go to this. What's this new thing we got going on here? What is it?
I know, the podcast. To listen back to the podcast is foodbarradio.com/hiphop. But you know what, with Christmas, because I've got like 8 nieces and nephews, and I got to the
See,
point
you might
I've
do
got
the 8 no nieces Christmas and nephews.
Normally on Christmas Day, it's not unusual to have 20 people in my dad's house, and normally I'm doing the cooking. So I kind of take that angle of like, I'm the meal I'm cooking is the gift.
The food.
My dad buys the food.
You say that time. Jesus.
No, and now this year it gets even better, because I've roped my niece, who's 14, into it, and she's agreed she's gonna do the whole meal with me.
Who washes up?
But it ain't me. Hey man, that's I start cooking on from I'm cooking for almost like 48 hours. I'm like, I start cooking on Christmas Eve.
Once
a
year.
I sleep and then wake up and you're just standing all day Christmas Eve, all day Christmas Day.
We got to hit this
place. But I do love it.
Yeah. You got 22. You might as well make it 22.
nice man down
there. So, you know, it's always exotic. We don't do turkey even, none of that nonsense.
No
turkey's exotic.
No turkey, hell no.
Double-breasted.
We're mostly vegetarian.
Double-breasted turkey is exotic because they're actually meant to have one breast, but... they pump them with another breast. You know that? Turkeys only have one breast.
Listen,
but they double pump that bitch so you can get two breasts out of it. Come on, baby.
What if you call it turkey?
Huh?
Is that more exotic?
Cultured. It's cultured.
Just put some hot pepper sauce on it, man. You know what I mean? That's exotic enough. Put some hot sauce on there.
No ketchup. No,
but I mean, with my nieces, I started saying to them, listen, because with the whole Christmas thing, I don't like how it's like we just get manipulated into this whole materialist, capitalist nonsense. Yeah. Forget that. Like, people are on the verge of... killing themselves out of stress and being broke. People are making themselves in debt to buy presents that are just going to be broken.
It's like Black
or
Friday
forgotten
and
about,
white Christmas.
You know?
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Black Friday, that's when it's pure fights breaking out in the shops.
It's London
white Christmas
riots
is all
right there,
smiling
man.
Faces. And no, but seriously, why am I promoting like materialism to them? Because that has no depth. So what I decided to I told them, I was like, I'm not buying you any more Christmas presents. But every year,
I'm just going to cook it for you.
No. But every year for their birthday and for Christmas, I make them each a personalized mixtape. And I do have an ulterior motive with that as well. No, but you don't understand the hours
I'm just giving them a squeal.
D90 mixtape, like real tape. Real tape, vintage.
Brother, like, you got to find out how you got to play this.
Get the 8-track.
That's your Christmas present. Work that out.
Brilliant.
Properly. No, but the hours and love that goes into that mixtape, man, it's worth way more than anything that could be bought in some random-ass shop that 500,000 other people own. And, you know... I have an ulterior motive because I want
Wu-Tang
these kids.
Album, though.
Yeah, other than the Wu-Tang album.
Just saying.
Ridiculous. But,
no, I mean, with the kids, I want them basically to have the same music taste as me so then we can all just listen to the same tunes on Christmas Day. So really, it ain't even about them. But I shouldn't say that because they do actually listen to the show.
But yeah, it
really,
must take you ages to
you.
Do that tape, though.
Nah, I mean,
it does.
Cut
it
and paste is an amazing thing, isn't it?
No, it takes ages. I make a nice packaging and everything. The playlist is selected for them personally.
Wow.
So creative, you know, and so this is why now these kids are like Tribe Called Quest heads and Big Daddy Kane fans and all this kind of stuff. And I mean, the other day when I told my niece that I got Chuck D's autograph for her, she was like, "Oh my God!" Wow. She's 11,
that's
putting Public Enemy on their mixtape.
Yeah, that's great. That's
and
true.
I don't want them to have time for this nonsense that's on the radio nowadays. They need to know proper music, and that's why I bigged up Tony Allen today
that's
as well.
I'm bringing my son to all these jams now.
Oh, wicked!
But I've already bought a 47-inch Samsung and an Xbox One.
Yes, so you've covered. Your back.
I don't know what the rest of them are going to do on Christmas Day, but I'm
but
sorted. I'm broke now, but I'm sorted.
They can fend for themselves. Honestly, I can't even be bothered to put a Christmas tree up, man.
Oh, you've got to put a tree up.
I can't be bothered with that nonsense. We do have. There's a Christmas tree that my dad has in the garden that just stays there. We can see it from the window. So welcome to the.
Maybe we won't come out for dinner.
So there ain't no presents under. This is ain't the original no hip hop. We ain't paying for nothing me. Christmas. But yes, hit us up. I want to know like how the Foo Bar Radio listeners get down. You can reach us on Twitter twitter.com/FooBarRadio. And coming up very shortly, maybe he'll let us know as well. We have Mr. Chester P stepping into the studio. But first, something fresh from The Large Professor. This is his remix of Blue featuring DJ Revolution. Kiss the Sky.
Best to get average. Better with pads and raps than making baskets. But still got it master. Mistresses meet the bastard. Kissing it. I has it. Lips have been killing niggas since niggas been spitting classics. Venomous with the vixens. Vital for idle badges. Midas though my complexion is priceless. So like a flack with a smack whack. Written's off track. With a back rubbing stack. I eat like snacks, meals for rap, homie. Skills you lack, track something like black pills. Rap cookie monster back if it catch niggas. Track bully rap like the gap, bully automatic. Autograph the rack, the bitch is at honey. Hook her up to a brother, put her up on that other. Put a love on my rubber and cookie cutter. A smooth lover, wonder what was under covers when I woke. All my CDs was gone, she left the covers. What the fuck?
I'm so high that I can reach for the sky. I'm so high that I can reach for the sky. I'm so high that I can reach for the sky.
In the mob, don't get mad if you're looking.
I'm so high that I can reach for the sky. I'm so high that I can reach for the sky. I'm so high that I can reach for the sky.
In the mob,
so high that I can reach.
My name is up there. I'm on my God shit. Got lifted below the heavens and ain't stopped since. Mob shit. Why should I pimp mob shrimp? A picture worth a million words. I'm Gustav Klimt. Bitch, get your name tag aimed at. Lyrics headed straight to your heart. You need a vein slap. I took the game. Now I'm here to get that fame back. It's really way too many lames trying to claim rap. Rugged and powerful. Hustling without a group manager. Label a budget. Fuck the shit out of loops. Fuck it. Born to bust it. What could a condom do? Nothing. Fucking around, I ain't a prostitute. Pumping underground with my partners. Hoop me up, I got lots to do. Running errands, I run y'all your shoes. Hop by hip and drop the new from out the blue. Outclass and out rap niggas, now I'm out for you. Black, giving a shout out to my child. And another shot for anybody trying to do his foul. The truest now and the truest thing. You a sin, you a lie. I slick you in your eyes when you spit. Turn the sky different tint. When I'm pissed, bitch, tint. This is my house, I'm at it. This is my cloud, bitch. On my brand new heavies, eating my veggies and grits, ready to pimp. Stay ready, we gotta get ready to cream.
I'm so high that I can reach for the sky. I'm so high that I can reach for the sky. I'm so high that I can reach for the sky.
In the mob, don't get mad if you're looking.
I'm so high that I can reach for the sky. I'm so high that I can reach for the sky. I'm so high that I can reach for the sky.
In the mob,
so high that I can kiss the sky.
That one's Kiss the Sky. That's Blue. It's the Large Professor remix. That's on Coal Mine Records. It's from an upcoming album called Reminded. And you've got cuts on there from Cool G Rap, Supernatural, Sean Price, Elder Sensei, so much more. And it's ready for pre-order on iTunes right now. You are locked into FUBAR Radio. How you doing, Mize?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yes,
how are you?
I'm very good. I'm overjoyed to see some of my favourite people in hip-hop in the studio with us right now. We are joined by the one and only Chester P. Hackenbush.
Hello, hello.
Chess.
Back again.
What's going on?
I know.
Yeah, good, man. It's good.
I'm loving not having you here regularly.
Not having me
no,
here
I'm
regularly.
No, I'm loving that was an edit.
Freudian slip.
That's, Sarah trying to...
I thought I'd get away with it. Damn. No, but
she's
what's...
She's multitasking. Lower, yeah,
it's exactly.
Right.
It's been real.
It's hard work. It's hard work that side of the desk. I know that.
I know. But what's been happening in your world? Because I see like all kinds of people tweeting and things about this project that you're about to drop.
Yeah. It dropped this morning.
Yeah. Oh, wicked!
Yeah,
the album. This is.
I'm almost trending. I think you know what I mean. I've never been trendy in my life, but I'm getting somewhere.
Oh, come off it! You are like
I am the king of
trends.
I am the king of cool.
You are the king of cool.
We covered that before, man.
We've,
you know,
we've
people
been there.
Following
we've done
the
that.
Trend.
You know every.
No, I mean the album dropped this morning at 9 o'clock. Basically, it's 26 tracks long. 100% of the money goes to helping the homeless people this year to buy stuff for us, and me and a team of people go and distribute it. It's doing well today. We've raised just a little under £1,000 today since 9 this morning.
My
so,
goodness.
You know,
go on, Chester.
If it keeps up doing that for another week or something, we'll probably have more money than I know what to do with.
And drinks will be on you.
Yeah. That could cause problems.
I know, that's the problem, isn't it? It's like, damn, you know what? I only need so much. No, I mean, but keep buying it, people. Keep buying it, people. You know, we need your support. It can go to a lot of things, really. I want to try and raise enough money so I can start getting some stuff and taking it up around the country, Nottingham, Birmingham, blah blah blah, and maybe go to some of the places where some of the rappers on the album, because you know we've got Scorsese on there, so I want to go Nottingham, maybe go out with him and give out some stuff. We've got Children of Zeus and Shotty Horror and Fallacy on there, who's all in Manchester at the moment. Big up all them guys, go out to Manchester, give out some stuff with them, and kind of make a nationwide effort on behalf of hip hop, so we can kind of... It's Christmas, isn't it? That's what it's about.
Well, that's what I was going to say. This will be a good fit. We need to promote people to buy this album as the ultimate it's Christmas
exactly.
present.
So what's the album called and
it's
where
called,
can I get it from?
It's called Real Talk, and you can buy it at www.realtalk-records.com.
Not .com.
Or you can just go on my Twitter
and
you can find a link on there. It's probably the best way to do it because I probably said it wrong.
So why did you like start this in the first place?
All my life I've been aware of poverty, majorly, you know. I understand what it's like to be hungry, and I understand what it's like to see your family hungry, and I know how close to homelessness many people are, especially people who might have mental health issues or some kind of, you know, any form of mental health issue, depression, something I've suffered from, etc., etc. But all my life I've had my own problems, so I've never been able to really stop being as selfish as I have been, indulging myself in my own problems, being drug abuse, alcohol abuse, etc., etc. These things too. So once I got sobered up and I found I repaired myself a little bit, I had time, had a little bit extra income, and I thought to myself, let me try and do something. And that was like about this time last year, and we managed to buy a couple hundred sleeping bags, went out there with a film crew, and they filmed a documentary about the whole process of what I did to get the money for the sleeping bags. And then all throughout this year, you know, in the summertime, I've kind of been taking it easy and not been going out there much, been focusing on my solo album. But at the same time as doing that, I've been putting together this compilation album. Now everyone's donating their song for free, so that you know, it takes like, I don't want to be on people's cases. Hurry up and send me that tune, bro. Hurry up and send me that tune. Because if I was them, I would start being like, you know what, hurry up and get off my case,
yeah,
mate.
You
know what
allow
I mean?
You.
You know what I mean? You're getting a bit much now. But I was on people's cases a little bit, but they appreciate me. And
yeah,
they show
you kind
of
have
love.
To be,
you
though.
You do,
it?
Otherwise it will right. never happen, yeah, you know. Yeah. And but at the end of the day, it's not, I don't want to take credit. I don't really, when I'm online trying to sell the product that's going to raise the money to buy stuff for homeless people, it's not so people turn around and say, oh, you're a legend, you're this, you're that, you're the other. It's everyone involved, the people people buying it, it's the people on the album. All of us as hip hop, I want us to stand up and feel proud of the movement, you know what I mean?
But the thing is, you've taken the, you know, the reason why you should accept it is you've taken on the responsibility to make it happen.
There's an initiative.
You know, everybody's involved, but they might not have been if you didn't.
Of course, this is true, but at the same time, like, when I'm doing this stuff, over summer, like I said, I didn't go out. I weren't going out in the streets and giving people stuff because they're generally okay. They, you know, in certain places, homeless people get a lot of food given to them quite frequently. If you don't need a sleeping bag, you don't need a jumper, you're all right. In the summer, you're okay. They're quite happy. Come the winter, I'm back on it. I've been going out at least once a week with a new team of people who have great initiative and are doing some great things behind the scenes. And I don't want to be on line being like, yeah, I was out today helping homeless people. I was out helping. This is what I was. It just feels a bit like unrighteous to me, you know what I mean? So I try and deflect any glory from it. To me, the best way to show any appreciation to the movement I'm trying to make is support it financially and just buy the album, you know what I mean? Because as well as giving you 26 songs to hear, it also keeps someone warm this summer, this winter.
No, I think it's a great thing that you've done, because I think there's a lot of people out there who feel very isolated or disenfranchised, and they want to, you know, it, deep in their heart, they want to be able to contribute to something, and they look up to people like you. You know what I mean? They feel disconnected to the whoever the hell Kim Kardashian, whatever. Yeah. I don't know what that woman's doing, but you know, like, they want to be able to give something back.
Of course,
but it's hard to necessarily. People are so stretched in nowadays, just in day to day life, where they need something, someone like you
to take a first step.
Yes, and they see people like you as a guiding light. Do you know what I mean?
You know, that's a beautiful thing. If it can have that domino effect on people, then that, again, that's all the praise in life I really need, is just for things to spread and grow in positivity. You know what I mean? It's not. Anything else that comes with that is not really necessary for me. But you know, music in itself, like Akon's doing amazing things, speaking of someone like way up on a platform, and you know, we don't, I'm not gonna lie, I don't know nothing about his music. It's never really suited my taste of music, but what he's doing with his platform and with some of the money he's made from his music is just incredible. While, you know, we're not reading about that in any of our newspapers, and we're reading about all the stupid stuff when, you know, he's trying to give 600 million people electricity, solar powered, and like, your hat has to come off to that kind of behavior. And you know, I'm on a much smaller platform, and I use that platform to do a similar thing, but at the same time, I'm still trying to do my own thing, and like, you know what I mean, I'm not turning into martyr or saint or nothing. I still enjoy being me.
You keep saying, I don't want to take all this glory. There's nothing wrong with taking a big up for the work that you're putting in, because you are contributing to a lot of people's lives, you know what I mean? Also, being a performer and you know, or you get to, your job is you get to spread joy through the world, seriously. Chess, you know what I mean? So there's nothing wrong with taking a shout out for that. And also, at the same time, the more that you are elevated, the more platform you have to shout about the issues that you think need to be shouted about.
This is true.
You know what I mean? And that's why I do also big up Akon for
You can't, there's nothing wrong with being inspired by Akon when it comes to stuff like that, as long as we don't hear you
sounding like him.
He threw
someone off the stage as well, innit?
Did he?
He sued someone.
They sued him.
Oh,
he picked someone up and threw them into the crowd. Yeah, like, they must have jumped on stage or whatever.
He needs to put that
in a friendly way or in an unfriendly way.
It wasn't no WWF wrestling. It wasn't no WWE stuff.
I love Maestro. You know, he knows about everything. You know, everything in hip hop.
The corners of gossip.
It's great stuff.
Maestro's on it.
Every drop makes an ocean. You know,
threw him
on
stage.
You add to it.
It's true. Yeah,
every drop makes the ocean.
Exactly.
I'm aware of that. But you know, like, in my mind, it's kind of like, you have to keep yourself balanced and make sure that your intention's always pure, because people are going to judge you on their perception of what you do, but the higher forces, they're judging you on your intention, and therefore I always try and I'm trying to keep my intentions as pure as possible, you know what I mean?
Nah, you're doing the right job, man. It sounds like it, because it's not like Boris, like what we were talking about before, where
Boris,
you
man.
Know, like, Chester's being the face of this whole thing. It's like he's just making sure it's happening,
yeah,
you know, and there's so many artists involved.
There is, it's a great great album. It really is good, man.
And like you're saying, you're still actually working on your own music too at the moment.
The
too.
Solo album's coming.
So that's, is that still February? Or
maybe.
The game done changed. I don't know how it is,
it's hard, you know, because it's all live instruments and I'm mixing it and mastering it and funding it. And to be honest, like, it's a lot of work, man.
It ain't easy.
I found myself in a place where I'm rushing to get it ready for February. Yeah. And then I'm thinking I'm going to let myself down by doing that. And it's better to kind of just take my time and get things done correctly.
You can't rush art. You can't rush art. I doubt Michelangelo was rushing the Mona Lisa, do you know what I mean? So it's like, you take your time and do it. Right, we've got to send a few shout outs to Little Chris, Yorishiku, Mark O'Brien, Tim, Joshua, Ian, Maryad. Send your messages through to us on the email at hiphop@foobarradio.com, and you can tweet us as well.
Shout out to Gleam and all the Portsmouth crew, Gospel in the house.
Yes, so hit us up. And you know, you got to keep it locked. Are you a Big Daddy Kane fan, Mr. Dexter?
Of course.
Wait a minute. Yo, someone get this to Dexter tissue right here. He's about to make a mess all over this.
For
a second, I thought you were going to say no.
I respect MCs. Do you know what I'm saying?
Do you know what I'm saying?
So being in what I think as... being in the company of a great here.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Aww. And a great there.
I know.
Then it's only right that you have yellow-shoed Kane.
I know. Well, you've got to keep it locked.
Yellow belly shoe. Well, I didn't like what he said about hip-hop.
What did he say?
Have we got
time?
Well,
we're going to get into all of that in a second. Yeah. You need to keep it locked right here to Foobar Radio because we have an exclusive interview with, in my opinion, one of the greatest of all time. I think that's like pretty fair statement to say.
I would say so.
You know, you need to hold tight. And there's so many MCs out here who I think are doing wicked work too. We had Sonny Jim up on the open mic a few weeks ago, and this is a cut from him, taken from his record. This is called The Bow, and this features Michael Parkinson and Joe Cassar on this one. Keep it locked with my Stiggy Sarah Love, joined by Chester and Mr. Dexter in the studio.
Wow, Sarah Ryman, here we're rhyming.
I got their minds unlocked.
Jumping out the bushes, repping for the pushers. You fucking 50 pound hookers in the tuckers. Zoom, zigger, zang, have the butchers. 1-800 hustlers, the crew bring the motherfucking ruckus. I was born ready, I pour some more Henny. And when it's 4:20, I roll the strawberry. I'm on my grizzly out in Gotham City. I got you if you're trying to cop a 50, holler on the number, ring me. Shot liquor, tipping two bags in one swisher. Roll the long jigger, chunk till I'm mom killer. Oh yeah, shift the gear. Jumping out the German engineered in the waterproof weather wear. So jam with me, two dimes and the fan with me. I'll be drinking mad Henny, holler when the lab's empty. I splash it on a stripper like it's Rack City. Cash strictly, damn Skippy, you know my steeds.
Certain man on this Insta beef. 38 barrel spin full of plenty sweets. Boom, headshot make your chest pop or leg got. Riddled in little Italy death plot. Man, the stress so real. It's death over skill. Oh, by death over deals, your folks are killed. Destroy when your folks should build. Arms house when all your folks are chill. Man, they out here on that Instagram dugging. Forgetting who they are when they Instagram hustling. Test me, cousin. Niggas soft on some McLovin. Pull triggers. You running before the blood oozing from it. Nuff pussy olds holding on that nickel plated. Shell cases, leave concave scuff excavating. Broad daylight shootouts like Jesse Dane did. Snatch a nigga life up like European. Slave shit.
Made the beat, now it's time to pen shit. Bold with the flow, cause I'm so distinctive. I'm still here, cause I'm so persistent. Let me make you aware I can go the distance. Yo, I'm about to go ballistic over beats with bangs, spitting bars to injure. Arm to the head, to the leg dismembered. You're fucking with a pro that will beat you senseless. I've come too far to end it. I'm real talk, I don't do pretending. The God and Sonny Jim, I'm co-defending. I don't care any less if your name were mentioned. On the beats, I'm the one to really fuck about. Every day on the pads when I bang them out, bang them loud. Even at a show when I'm unannounced. Made a vow, after every verse, I'ma
what
take a bow.
What makes you think I wouldn't pull a whooping on a rap? I get it talking shit, crack, I get it cooking. Jab, jab it for a hook 'em. I got this one in the bag, 100 miles of running. Ain't nobody starting nothing when I'm on the mic. With Michael Parkey drumming, snatching off that dookie doogie house up in a hoopty. 40-ouncer and a hoozy, quarter pounder and a bluesy. Should be dropping out the noggin, knock it off, I'm in the pocket. Get it popping off, we want it choppy, cook it up and cop it like.
Somebody should have warned you. Why,
I play with fire, you burn.
I love this rap shit, just spinning tracks, I'm awesome.
It's like a glitch in the matrix.
Somebody should've warned you. Why play with fire, you burn.
I love this rap shit, just spinning tracks, I'm awesome.
It's like a glitch in the matrix.
So many dope people in the UK putting out music from Time. You know, we got Mr. Dexter here in the studio.
Big Dex.
Yes.
He said Dex, Mr. by the way, not
sure. Same thing, darling.
Stars in the studio, and that cut was Sunny June. Like I say, it's from an album called Live at the Bonanza. Go check that out. You're tuned into FUBAR Radio. It's myself, my Stiggy, and right now we're getting into something super, super special. Have you ever seen Big Daddy Kane live? Any of you guys?
I haven't, no.
No, never have I.
I would like to.
I think I saw it, but it was on YouTube, probably. No, I feel like I have seen him live, but I can't remember where it was.
I didn't bother.
But yeah, his live show is next level. He's one of them dudes that you go, oh, shit! You know, he just did so-and-so.
Proper.
He's got that breath control, innit, man?
Oh, man.
Because some of his bars are pretty, like, whoa.
Crazy. But what were you saying that you heard him say about...
It was when he was on Arsenio Hall show.
Okay.
And he got onto the set and there was all this graph and original hip-hop culture thing, you know, graph. And he said, get that shit off of me. I don't want any of that street shit on there.
He's a smooth operator.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
He was into all his gear, wasn't he? His clothes and stuff.
Yeah, suits.
Yeah, and dancing.
I always thought he wanted to be Eddie Murphy, to be honest.
Yeah, I think he was trying to... You're probably right, you know. Do you know what I mean? It was a time.
But when you hear the interview, hopefully you'll get a bit of insight into like where dude's coming from. And I mean, we call Mice the voice of chocolate velvet cake. I think you've got a serious... this is like the ladies...
I don't call him that. I just want to reiterate
Getting a bit worried there.
Sarah calls him that.
All right, let's get into this.
Big Daddy Kane, seriously, he is the voice that ladies need to prepare themselves. It's the voice of chocolate, triple chocolate hot fondue.
Hell
no,
it's
crazy.
Nothing to do with chocolate.
But I got to catch up with Big Daddy Kane. He was performing last week in London at the Jazz Cafe, and I spoke to him as soon as he came off the stage, and this is what he had to say as FUBAR.
Oh, the show was good. The show was real good. You know, it's always live here, you know, when we do shows in London, because I get to really dig deep into the catalog. You know, I do a lot of album cuts and stuff that I don't normally do. So it's always live here.
I've seen a whole load of hip hop shows at Jazz Cafe, the creme de la creme. And the energy when I walked into the building on Monday to your show was one of the most electric that I've seen there. And for me, I always have considered your live show as one of my favorite hip hop shows. What is it that has influenced your live show from the beginning?
I guess with me doing a live show is always thinking out of the box, you know, trying to do something on stage that I know no other rapper would do, you know, something that, you know, I may have seen from a rock star or R&B star or somebody like that, that, you know, that people in hip hop just don't do, you know, because it's like now it's like you kind of introducing something different to your genre of music.
Definitely, because when I see your show, I think of people like the Temptations and classic performers. You know, you're bringing a lot of that etiquette to the hip-hop forum. Like, are you influenced by any of those kind of soul legends?
That's all I listen to. I listen to soul music more than I listen to hip-hop, you know, for real. Like, I love Marvin Gaye, David Ruffin, Isaac Hayes, Willie Hutch, all that stuff.
Oh, you're a man after my own heart. I'm a massive Marvin Gaye fan. Like, he's one of my all-time favourite artists. Who, for you, is your all-time favourite non-hip-hop music artist?
If it was vocally, I'd probably have to say Marvin Gaye. If it was production-wise, I'd probably have to say Willie Hutch.
Ill. And what about MCs, then? Who is your all-time single favorite MC?
Grandmaster Caz from the Cold Crush Brothers.
Why Caz?
I mean, that's pretty much, he's pretty much my teacher. Like, when I was young and first heard Cold Crush, I used to really mimic my style after his. He was just that dude that had all the slick rhymes. Like, the stuff he said on old Cold Crush tapes was stuff that I couldn't wait to go to school the next day and, like, you know, you know, say to my boys, you know, like he just, he said all that slick stuff, you know.
I love it. And you know what breaks my heart, though, is there's so many young cats who are into rap music, but they have no idea who Kaz or Melly Mel is. Why are these artists still important to consider when we talk about rap music today?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm just one of them cats that believe you got to know where you came from, to, you know, in order to get to where you're going. You know, I'm just one of those type of dudes. So, you know, I love to study my history, you know, and get a better understanding, you know, so that, you know, I know what I'm about to face and I know how to deal with it.
Yes, exactly. I'm definitely of that school of thought. You being someone who a lot of people see as really an archetypal figure in hip hop, what was your first ever memory of hip hop?
My first memory of hip hop, I guess, would be going to a block party and hearing the DJ cutting up one of the disco breaks like Good Times or Bounce Rock, Skate Roll, Super Sperm. Seeing cats, like when they start cutting them up, seeing cats that jump out in the middle and start popping and whatnot. You know, something like that.
I'm so jealous. I wish I could have been there as well, though. But when you think about them times being at a park jam then, could you have imagined that hip-hop would have turned into arguably the most influential genre of the 20th century?
Absolutely. I always knew that hip-hop was going to be very, very big, and I always knew that it was here to stay, just for the simple fact that when it began, the way people talked about it, like, that's not real music, that's just a bunch of noise, they not even singing. Like, these are like the same comments that people made about rock and roll, and you see what happened with that, you know.
Playing devil's advocate, though, you see how there's some hip-hop cats who they might say that about trap music and stuff. I mean, I'm far from any kind of expert on trap, but how do you see this new wave of rap? Do you see that having the longevity and turning into a legacy in the same sense?
I think that trap music will probably last up until cats find something new to get high off of. I think that right now, while you got young cats that's popping these pills and messing with heroin and drinking that syrup, you know, stuff to make you sleepy and nodding off like that, trap is going to be real strong. Because it's kind of like, you know, how the psychedelic music was in the 60s for all the weed smokers and heroin addicts and all the cats back then. And then ones that are taking mushrooms and all that stuff. You know, it's that space stuff, that and acid, people that was that whole thing is taking acid and all that. It's trap music is the music for that. Just something that you can nod off to and just zone out to when you high. And I think that once people, you know, adapt to a new drug or whatever, or decide to clean up, or whatever the case may be, hopefully it's clean up, but whatever the case may be, I think that's when trap will die.
Obviously, there were drug issues in the hood back in the day, but then we had people to look up to who was teaching the way of how we get ourselves out of this mess. When you think of someone like Chuck D, or we have people schooling the kids in the hood kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole are trying to do that. I think that they're trying to preserve hip hop, and they're trying to make music the way that they were taught hip hop is done. You know, I just think that they're two incredible lyricists that's probably still having a tough time learning how to become artists to really, I guess, make other artists want to follow suit and make other artists want to step their game up to be on their level.
It's very true. No, and I've been relieved to see the amount of buzz that is around Kendrick at the moment, because at least he's someone who's given a different sort of dialogue. Another point I have to say about the show the other day at Jazz Caf, which I thought was so wonderful, was to see just the level of groupies
who are just mad for you. And I mean, like, all the fans who discovered you from back in the day. But earlier this year, I was on tour with Mary J. Blige, and it was comparable to that, the way her fans were just losing their minds to see her, like, to see all these fans, how passionate they are still about you. That must be incredible for you, you know, at this stage in your career, to see that you still have such a dedicated following.
Well, I mean, I think it's a blessing, but that's pretty much what I was just talking about in the last question. You know, that's the type of electricity that Kendrick and J. Cole has to achieve. You know, once they achieve that, you'll see a whole bunch of artists trying to do what Kendrick do, trying to do what J. Cole do, because I think these are very, very talented dudes. It's just that I just think that they need to build up, like, as artists, stronger, you know, to really create that type of fan base. They have a big fan base, but it's in a different way. It's in a way of, like, you know, people loving their music. But I think once, you know, they learn how to make people really just identify with them. Like, I don't know if you know how it was, like, back in the days, like, during the New Edition era. It was the type of thing where if it was a household with three sisters, in their bedroom, they would have a New Edition poster hanging up. But yeah. Then over each sister bed, they would have a picture of which member they like. One would have a picture of Bobby, another one have a picture of Ralph, another one have a picture of Ronnie. You know, like, that's what I'm talking about. That type of star power where it's like they identify with you in that way, you know.
No, but also on a deeper than just superficial, like, this is a marketing scheme fan base. Do you know what I mean? Because I see it as you have such a complete package as an artist, because you have this amazing catalogue, crazy rhymes, but then at the same time you bring it in the live forum too. So I want to see someone like a Kendrick cover all of them kind of bases as well. Do you think that's important at all nowadays?
I think that that's very, very important. I mean, I think that, you know, some of the young cats, once they really understand how to have that full package, it would be the type of thing where, okay, now your fans love you. They don't just love your music. They don't just love what you represent. They love you, you know?
Why do you think your fans and hip-hop love Big Daddy Kane so much?
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's because of what you said about the whole full package thing. I don't know. That could be one of the reasons. You know, could be something else.
I think you really get your money's worth as a Big Daddy Kane fan. But recently, there have been a lot of talk about rejuvenating this whole battle thing between you and Rakim. Where are you at with all of that whole discussion?
I mean, you know, it's funny to me. I mean, I think it's beautiful that there's hip-hop fans that, you know, damn near 30 years later still talk about something like that, you know. I mean, I think that's cool, you know. But at the same time, I mean, you know, I think that that's like, you know, the Tyson-Holyfield fight. It's something, you know, that you wanted to see, but, it, you know, it just happened a little too late, you know.
Can I just say that I love you both as artists, but I don't want to see that battle happen now. Like, how do you take that, me telling you that honestly from my heart? I hope you take that in the best way possible.
Oh, no. I mean, you know, I mean, I could completely understand that. I mean, you know, like I said, you know, me and Rakim, you know, we're not kids anymore. I haven't had a battle in I don't know how long. I don't know if Rakim has had a battle, you know. I mean, I don't get it twisted. I can still handle mine. I'm just saying I haven't, you know, had one. So, I mean, it's like, you know, I enjoy getting out on the stage and rocking the crowd, doing what I do. And that's fun to me. You know, me and Rakim, we do shows together from time to time, you know. But, I mean, you know, battling him is not really that important to me.
Fair enough. So, tell the fans then, what should they be keeping an eye out with you? You're on the road at the moment. What else would you like to share with the people?
Well, you know, I always love coming to, you know, do a European tour. And I just really love, I appreciate the love that I get when I come here. So, I mean, you know, I want everybody to come out to the shows and have a good time.
I'm with this. I'm just gonna sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat, you know, and drop some smooth lyrics. Cause it's 88, time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half stepping. Word, I'm ready.
Rappers stepping to me, they wanna get some, but I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. I'm not the victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BC day, cause you are history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And stepping to me, yo, that's a wrong move. So what you want, Hobbs? Dope a dog food. Competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. Cause when it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The BIGDADDYKANE. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang. Word to the mother. At least not with the principal in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife, I'm a machete. This made by Kinsu, wait until when you tried to front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basing, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, that game, puzzle, or riddle. The name is Big Daddy, yes, big, not little, so define it. Here's your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the Kane start to talk, cuz I'm the Big Daddy. Hoping to sound like me so soon, I'll have to open a school of MCing for those who wanna be in my field in court. Then again, on second thought, the happenstance coming out sounding so similar. It's quite confusing for you to remember the originator. And boy, do I hate a perpetrator. But I'm much greater. The best, oh yes, I guess, suggest the best. Your best, don't mess or test your highness. Unless you just address with best finesse and bless the paragraphs I manifest. And a rap prime minister, some say sinister. Non-stop in the groove until when it's the climax, the climax. Relax and chill. Have a break from a take of me acting ill. Brain cells are lit, ideas start to hit. Next, the formation of words that fit. At the table, I sit, making it legit. And when my pen hits the paper, aw, shit. I stop and stand strong over MCs and devour with the power of Hercules or Samson. But I go further to limp, cause you can scout my cameo and I still have strength. And no, that's not a myth. And if you try to rip or get whipped, the man with the given gift of gab, your vocab, I only ignore. Be sleeping on your rhymes till I start to snore. You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step to me, I think you should know that. I'm the Big Daddy. I'm the Big Daddy. I'm the Big Daddy. I appear right here and scare and dare a mere musketeer that would dare to compare. Put him in the rear back there where he can't see clear. Get a beer idea or near steer. Yeah, sworn to be wannabe competition. Trying to step to me, must be on a mission. Up on the stage is where I'ma get you at. You think I'm losing? Picture that. Mr. C, step to me. We'll be right back.
harbor. So when you hear a death rhyme, believe that I'm the author. I grab the mic and make them CZ evaporate. The party people say, damn, that rapper's great. The creator, conductor of poetry, etc., etc. It ain't easy being me. I speak clearly so you can understand. Put words together like letter man. Now that's dictation, listening to my innovation. Not like the other MCs that are an imitation of an animation, a cartoon of me. But when I'm finished, I'm sure that you are soon to see reality. My secret technique, because I always speak with mentality. I put my title in your face, dare you to face. And if you try to come get it, yo, I'ma show you who's with it. So if you know like I know, instead of messing around, play like Roy Rogers and slow down. Just give yourself a break, or someone else will take your title. Namely me, because I'm homicidal. That means murder, you sound like the herder. Another MC, they try to get with me. I'll just break them and make them and rake them and take them and mold them and make them hold up the peace sign. Assalamu alaikum.
No, stepping. Certified classic jam right there. That was Big Daddy Kane. I spoke to him after his performance at Jazz Cafe in London last week. And I got to say, like, meeting the dude, you know, to talk to the guy, he has a crazy aura. Like, you can tell that it's more than just, oh, he happened to hook up with Marley Marl and, oh, yeah, he had a big hit back in the day. Like, there's a reason why this dude has become a legend. And then it's just nuts when you think the time period that his career spans, like, from going from the Kaz Cold Crush days through to influencing, you know, Jay-Z, Nas. I don't know if there is any big-time MC who has been, like, pivotal in hip-hop who isn't influenced by Big Daddy Kane. So it's just kind of...
Yeah, and still... He's still going strong now as well. Still, like, people going are going strong. Crazy about his performances.
Yeah.
Proper, like, I mean, that is
definitely...
He must
definitely be old, isn't it? It must
yeah,
be,
but you know, Jay-Z's like, they're around the same age.
Jay-Z's the same age as Kane. That's good.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Not
that there's anything wrong with
I like it when Dexter's around, because I start feeling young, you know.
I tell you what, back in my day, we used to do it proper at the races.
Yeah.
We used to listen to Big Daddy Kane.
We had respect for our elders.
That's it.
Oh, that's... No, but that was also what was nice too, is to find that he's not someone who seemed like egotistical or sort of like, yeah, the, I'm the bomb.
He's too
hero.
Smooth to be egotistic.
He is a proper
smooth
operator.
Maybe he's gone
operator.
Through that. Maybe he's done
that's
his
it.
Bit.
That's
yeah,
it.
But you this is.
Mean?
But it's not. Yeah, there's
so
some you, people
Dexter's
though.
Speaking from experience.
You know
what
I mean?
There.
No, I know.
So he doesn't need to do it anymore.
Yeah, but there's
sold
plenty.
My oats, bitch.
But there's plenty. There's plenty of people I know who are at that similar sort of stage in their career, and these people have got attitude, and they ain't even accomplished nothing close to what someone like
hey,
a Kane has done.
A few
maybe,
things,
maybe that's
yeah.
why.
That's
maybe that's the key to that success.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You know, like, these people, they've Proper. Been doing something for so long, and they still haven't accomplished something like that. And maybe that's why their ego takes control of them, because they're in many ways envious and have to try and compensate.
Yeah.
It's like little man syndrome, but no matter how big or small you are,
exactly. Yeah, you
that's
know that Kane
right
is
there,
comfortable.
It?
In
that's
his
it. He don't really need to prove nothing because he's proven it.
Everybody yeah. knows. Like, come on, what people. Yeah. In hip-hop,
it would be hard
him.
To be discreditable towards someone like him.
Yeah.
I know. Know.
That's why when he came out recent, not recent, but in the last year or so,
well,
there's,
he came
a, there's
out.
An interview. So, hey, keep your wishes and hopes to yourself.
Now,
he came out and said he told there's like a there's a YouTube video of him talking about the word freestyle, because you know, like, everyone's like, oh, freestyle, and he was saying that back in the day, freestyle would just meant that the verse that you'd written was not about
anything
in particular,
yeah.
but off the top of the head was actually
something else
that you were making up on the spot. Yeah. So people used to say,
it's difficult
because so
I've always seen
dome,
a freestyle as Saturn off the top of the dome. But
yeah,
I mean,
that's what people used to say. The reason why
sure.
is because people used to say this is a freestyle off the top of the dome. That's what they're saying. This is a
so
verse.
This is a verse
that
about
making
nothing
up,
off the top of
yeah,
the dome.
Yeah, exactly. And
right.
that's when I was like, wow.
That's,
so now
that's good
I'm correcting
know,
all
man.
The kids, boys.
But do you think
y'all
going to
learn from me today? I'm telling you that.
Do you think things like that translate through different countries, though? What some other country may think is a freestyle, we may think something different is. It
possibly, but I mean, when you're hearing it from Big Daddy Kane,
yeah, from
you
kind of
have to humble yourself.
Yeah. So for
that's
me
big,
now,
not
I'll
little.
Say. I'll be like, if someone that you want to feature, and I'll be, yeah, what do you want? You want a freestyle verse about anything, in brackets, just in case.
In case they don't know what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, because we have to keep these traditions going. So people, don't get misled like everyone's been getting misled.
But like he said in the interview there, you know, he's a fan of knowing where we've come from to know how we're moving forward. Do you know what I mean? And I don't feel enough of that is happening now that we live in a situation where music that gets out there is so under the control of the industry rather than it's just like us who's passing on the information. So for me anyway, it was an honour to be able to have a chat with someone who has so much knowledge. And then also going back into, you know, the classic 60s, 70s soul and all of that too. He draws on all of that in his music and his live show as well. If you missed any of that, definitely listen back to the podcast. That's foobarradio.com/hiphop is the place to go. Coming up very soon, we're going to be getting into the open mic, and this week we have two very talented MCs, Shady and Esco, are going to be stepping up. But before that, as we, this is our last show of the year, I've got to play this tune again because so many people have been like dogging me about this tune since I played it on our first show. So this is produced by Pete Rock. It is brand new off of the Tour 8 album, and this is just like bananas, this track. And I love how Pete Rock just chopped up this Bollywood break on here. But it's Fubar Radio, keep it locked. We're taking care of you till 6 with hip hop.
Been a minute, the city back on the shit again. Let me find out they checking for who can spit again. While y'all's out there leaning to King Crump, being bouted and turning up, I ain't never stopped with the pen and did. Homonyms, high cool stands and synonyms. Simile showcase, we're getting busy years. Bar for bar, rappers was awesome, par. My shit was awesome, par. Bodies with no regard. They ain't care about spitters when I was starting to pop. I was clicking with cream, Mills was making it hot. Party like a rock star, shop boys had it on lock. I was just another star on the block. But looky here, and that dude starting to care about who really be spitting the magic back in the air. I ain't signed by a whole board, endorsed by Dre. Should I been had something to say? Tell him I get down, still reppin' the town, plotting on the crown, calling pound for pound. Tell him I get down, reppin' and roll round, stay true to the sound, adjectives and noun. Tell him I get down, reppin' for the underground, the A's and the down. To the top I'm bound, tell him I get down, homie I get, tell him I get, homie I get. Tell him I get down like the top of the drop. Drop when you come through the block and hood weather, good weather or not. That mean grind till you shine, it's good weather or not. They fear weather's in here, weather is better or not. And they couldn't weather the storm. They rain at the top was shorter than Cat Williams right before Kevin Hart. Talking stature, not status, even get it or not. My day spent trying to get it or not. Trying to get it to knock for block sock. Better get it to rock, or better yet, better get it to rock. The boy wonders, chalk full of the dope. I'm just full of the hope. The triple threat of double entendre, single me out. Fuck it, it's all mathematic, grammatic. I emphatically had it below average stats. How that's the status quo. Whoa, tell them they just don't know. My little chugs, not little junk. While you was getting low, I get down. Still reppin' the town, plotting on the crown, piling pound for pound. Tell them I get down, reppin' and roll round. Stay true to the sound, adjectives and noun. Tell them I get down, reppin' for the underground, the knees and the sound. To the top I'm bound. Tell them I get down, homie I get. Tell them I get, homie I get. Tell them I get down, down.
I love that. That is off the Tour 8 album. It's called Entitled. That cut's produced by Pete Rock, as I was saying. He's also got a premiere on there. Whole bunch of dope cats as well. So go pick it up. This is Fubar Radio. This is hip hop. My name is DJ Sarah Love. And with me is the one and only voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake.
Well, today it's going to be the voice of the great Mike Allen. Rest in peace. And this is how we're going to do it for the rest of Fubar Radio right here.
That's like remix with George Formby.
On your shareways. When I'm cleaning windows.
I know that's what you're bumping in the car, isn't it?
Yeah, but George Formby all day, bro.
He had some bars, though, you know. He had George a tune Formby called Standing Underneath a Lamppost, and it's a pretty cool tune.
Chester knows what's up, man. I ain't hating on George Formby, cool man. Yeah, yeah.
He's been talking about car theft in it and everything.
So he gets your props.
He gets his ukulele. Yeah, he gets his ukulele out.
The thing is, he kept his accent. He never tried
he was real, man.
This North Atlantic or Mid-Atlantic accent that everybody sings with nowadays.
See, his original school.
Yeah, George Formby's real, man.
But we are going to... Yeah, we have a few shouts out, though, don't we, first?
Yeah, we got Peter in Crouch End. Shout out to Peter in Crouch End. He says, hey, guys, the best Xmas present I ever received was a pair
was when I 10 years old and my old dear gave me a skateboard. Okay. I loved that so much and still have it. I was properly shit at skateboarding though. Wow. I read it exactly how
it's written.
He typed it out. Okay. So just, I didn't want to mess it up.
That's all good.
But
hey,
as
man.
I was reading it, I thought, okay, he said, the best present I ever received was a pear. And it's not like a fruit.
Yeah.
He means a pair of something.
P-A-I-R.
So I was trying to work out. Me
I
and
would
Chester
presume his trainers.
I thought it was maybe elbow pads.
You're so hip-hop, Chester. You're like, I assume it's trainers.
It's not hip-hop because he probably got a pair of them echo things, what them skater guys. Well, I suppose that could be hip-hop.
A pair of glasses,
DC?
Though. It could
DC,
be a pair
DC,
of
that's
glasses.
DC, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? DC.
Them big fat barge boat ones. Like, oh, look like a canal boat.
That really is hip hop to not wear DC jeans. Yeah. No, I'm not hating on
anyone. No disrespect,
anyone. Yeah,
man.
Like, exactly.
DC
were
alright, man. DC weren't that bad.
Oh, so it's confession time now.
Boy, they're broadfoot, man. That's like they look like a broadsword.
When you got bunions, mate, I tell you that.
This is true.
It's all happy bunions. Anyway, Gleam Mac, shout out to Gleam out in Portsmouth. He says, what did he say? Oh, I lost the shout now.
Well, he was shouting out a whole gang of people. He was shouting out his whole city.
Yeah, he said, the best present I ever got was a secondhand heart, only about a year old, and a Wham sticker on there. A secondhand heart.
Maybe he had a transplant or something.
That's pretty deep.
If that's true, that's deep.
They're getting cryptic.
Good on you, man.
Well, man, shout out to Gleam, man. His heart's still pumping. It might be somebody else's, but it bleeds through me.
It's working.
Yeah, that's nice to hear, man.
But yes, keep your messages coming through to us. You can hit us on the email. That's hiphop@foodbarradio.com. And you can get us there in between the shows too. And Twitter as well is the place to go, Foodbar Radio. And we are taking care of you until 6 p.m. with this, the last show of the year. And every show, we have a very important feature, which is the open mic. So each week we invite like two... Or more,
three or four, 500,
and maybe their whole entourage try and bum rush the studio. But yeah, every week we invite at least two MCs to come through and represent. And this week we are in for a real treat because we have the lovely, the one and only ladies first. Sorry, Eska. Is Shady? How are you doing? Okay, both of you need to speak into the front of the microphone
somehow
and be
somewhere.
Close. Yes, but that's right. Get it down to your
yeah.
Don't
worry, you can still hear it. You can still hear it.
Okay, it is so lovely to have you here. How are you doing?
I'm really good. Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, we're all looking forward to hearing you spit. But you have a project.
Yes.
Is this out already?
So it came out on pre-order on Friday. Mm-hmm. And the first single and the video is out. And then it's actually out in February.
What's the name of the project?
So it's called A Figure of Speech. It's my debut album because I've done one mixtape and one EP. And then I did the album with the collective. So I was like, okay, I think it's my turn now.
Exactly, it's the natural course of things, but it's good to build up to it. You
absolutely
know?
Yeah, no, it's been fun. It's been a long time coming because I do like a million other things, but I think everything's on meant to be time, so I'm happy.
Wow. And you mentioned the collective there, like, for the people who don't know, what is the collective?
So the collective is just like, it's not like a group thing, it's really fluid and organic, and it's just basically a group of us, MC Angel, Emma Pryor, Serena Reynolds and more, who kind of like go in and out of the Lyrically Challenged Collective, which is just women in hip hop. It's just a bit of a movement going on.
Yeah, it's an all lady thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've DJed for you guys a couple times. You put on some really good parties, man.
They're brilliant
Thank
parties.
You.
Mm.
Yeah, Thank yeah, you. Yeah, you sure. Smashed it for us, man. It was an honour having you at the album launch, man. So.
Oh, it was my honour to DJ for you guys. And also, you've got like this documentary in the making with Channel 4 that you invited me to be a part as well.
Yeah, so that's ready. So it's fully ready. They've done the credits. We're just sitting on waiting for a slot because Channel 4 a bit stush with their slots. So
what's this?
Understandably.
What's this I didn't get invited to as well?
Well, you've got the wrong genitalia, I believe, I'm told. Anyway,
what?
No, it was about women.
That ain't what this girl said to me last night.
It was about... tell them about that. What is the documentary about?
I can tuck between...
Oh, you're down with that look. You can get down
gosh.
With that look.
I think I'm going to leave now. No,
yeah, exactly. We'll leave them to it.
So Channel 4 just... They saw us perform at the Olympic Park and they were really feeling it. So they came down and saw our Women in Hip Hop event that Sarah Love was at as well at the Jazz Cafe. And they were basically like, right, we want to kind of document this movement and cover what you guys are doing. Can you reinvent like the same event again? So we kind of had to orchestrate the thing that happened in May later, again at Passing Clouds, and they came down and they documented Sarah Love, Bellatrix, Grace Savage. So there was like beatboxing, breakdancing, graffiti, like the whole works, so all the elements.
I know what happened. Someone came down and, wouldn't this be amazing if we could get this all on camera?
Basically.
Yeah, and then they can, yeah. So, nice.
But why do you think it's like, because you guys do, like we were saying, it's an all female collective, mm-hmm. and you put on shows where, yeah, it's all ladies performing. Like, why do you feel it's important to sort of promote the whole women in hip hop thing?
Come on, man. You know we don't respect women in hip hop.
They told me I'm allowed to swear on this show.
You can say whatever you like, basically.
Say that, swear. Do you swear?
But everyone says this, you know. I said, like, I said shit or something the other day. And fuck off. And someone was like, Rashay, do you swear? And I was like, where did I get this thing from that I don't use profanities, man? But I'm glad. But
it's because you're so lovely. You're like a piece of sunshine. So no one can believe anything.
Usually people who don't smoke or drink don't swear either. That,
oh, no,
you
no, no.
What?
You
ain't.
Yeah, I did say usually.
Usually.
You guys are the exception.
I think
it's. No, why is it important to you?
I think, I mean, we don't have anything against men. I mean, we put on events all the time.
Honest. We fully swear down.
We love men as well, you know? Like, we have, like, you know, we've had headliners, like, that are male rappers. We have the event all the time. But once a year, we think it's really important to do a massive event showcasing it. Because at the end of the day, whatever happens, we know it's a very male-dominated industry. And it's not just for hip-hop. It's kind of for everything, like magazines, TV shows, films, blogs, like everything. It's all like all the top CEOs and everything are like a white middle class man, and I think when it's in hip hop, it's so male dominated that we kind of wanted to balance out the female energy and just kind of bring the femininity to it. And it's just women doing their thing. It doesn't mean you have to be like a tomboy. It doesn't mean you have to be really girly. Just be yourself. But you know what, let's give a platform to women doing this, because there isn't as much platforms doing that. So we just wanted to make our own platform.
Yeah, what is you did the right thing
then. That's it, big up.
Yeah, what is the name of the collective? I don't know if you mentioned it.
It's Lyrically Challenged.
Yes, so you need to go check that out, party people, and get involved. And also joining us for the open mic today, we have our man Eska. How you doing?
Yes, not bad, mate. You?
Go on, lift it up a bit.
Yeah, let me adjust that mic. Yeah, put that up. That. Mouth,
the there we go. That's better.
Where are you from originally?
Huddersfield.
Huddersfield!
From the hood.
Place called Shelley.
Shelley, I have a very good homegirl from Slawit.
Wow.
You see how I had the proper pronunciation there? Slawit.
Yeah.
It's spelled Slaithwaite. But it's pronounced Slawit.
Slawit blood.
I love the Yorkshire accent.
What you got going on then?
Appreciate that.
I've seen you've been putting in some work out there.
Yeah, man. I recently put out a single called Osiris with Mark 7 from Jurassic 5.
Mm.
So that's going down really well.
Nice.
And I'm working on an album at the moment with a guy called Iron Monkey. That's dropping in January.
It's dropping January?
Yeah, man.
What's it called?
Soylent Green.
Oh, cool. I've seen the promotion for that. Yeah, man.
Sorry,
cool.
Did you say that's an album?
Album coming out, yeah.
And so who are you working with on that record? Like, who else is involved, if anyone?
Just me rapping.
Yeah,
and then
a
producer called Iron Monkey.
Oh, so just
the two of us, yeah.
That's how it should be, though. Yeah. It shouldn't be about.
We just got that one track featuring Mark 7 from Jurassic 5.
Nice.
How did that link up come about with Mark 7?
About 2 years ago, when Jurassic 5 were coming over for a tour, met up with them then, and then just, got talking and that, sorted it out, and then 2 years later, here I am.
Oh, so what was the track recorded then?
No. That's just when I met him, got linking online and stuff like that, and then managed to sort it out, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then what, was it like a transatlantic recording thing that was going on?
No. Met up with him a few weeks ago when they came over in Manchester.
Oh, yes.
Recorded a video of them as well.
I did see the video, so definitely check that out. And I'm definitely looking forward to hearing both of you guys rap. But we're going to get set up for the open mic in a second. We have Eskar and Shady in the studio ready to rip. But before that, we're going to play a track for you. This is off of the new Black Twang project, which is called The Pantheon. I got to DJ for Black Twang last week. That was amazing. This track is called Elevelation. And keep it locked here to Food Bar Radio, because we are opening the mic in one hot second.
The Lord works in mysterious ways. Meditating, getting high off the grades. And let's blaze. La 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 la. I saw the rays. I saw the light as the night turned to days. Meditating, getting high off the grade. Let's blaze. La 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 la. Okay,
Let's have the dialogue before they retire us or before they fire us. Killers like a virus, just like the rioters. We started the fire up, continued to blaze for the old souls who inspired us. But they made a mockery, blatant hypocrisy. Pushes out, call the gentrification of property. Years ago, I foretold it like a prophecy, but instead the prophet is despised amongst his kindred. But there come a time when they'll have to acknowledge me, when the deaf, dumb and blind minds can find a solitary. Robotically, controlled electronically, by the almighty dollar they worship monetary. I did it voluntary for my credibility, but then they tried to discredit my credibility. But my lyrics talk for me, street soldiers fought for me. I'm speaking biblically, lyrically, physically. They knock down my old blocks, turn them into luxury flats. Now I go back to see lost properties. Profit is more important than memories to these charlatans. Yet they keep telling me to join up and be a part of them. But how can I be part of this facade again, when the hardest men sound like the backyardigans with no bars again? Too busy tweeting and partying. Only time I hear something with soul is when my heart's beating. This ain't a game where you just press quit and restart again. Music is life, it's not a press kit and good marketing. It's time to start the trend, address it and bark at them. Get the mind sharp again, I'm blacking out, it's dark again.
At the end of the days, the Lord works in mysterious ways. Meditating, getting high off the grades, and let's blaze. La 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 la. I saw the rays, I saw the light as the night turned to days. Meditating, getting high off the grade, let's blaze. La 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 la.
Yeah. Hear the voice again, giving people a choice again. Rebel without a pause, about to bring the noise again. I'm the anti-venom for all the poisoning. Last man standing, but I wasn't ever loitering. Nose of these boys are moist, not for them turn feminine. On a hype ting, like they gassed upon adrenaline. Ain't got no balls, swap testosterone for estrogen. Like rule pool, change chromosomes, double X again. Shape shift with 666 sounds like a hex again. It's book of them in the last book of the New Testament. That was revelation, this is the revelation. Where things become clearer as the twilight draws nearer. Look at my reflection in the mirror. I see exactly what's lacked in this new era. I wonder if they're using what's under that new era. Cause everybody's sounding generic like newsletters. Nah, and I'm not bothered who's better. And I don't penny for fame or new cheddar. Can always be revealed for real, as it was written in the book of life, sealed with seven seals. And some sort of skills for swag and fashion, caught it like the passion. But what's cash without the satisfaction, when shit is real here, as long as I'm still here. Giving you that something you can feel in your bones like leukemia. Listen, let those who have ears hear, and those who don't hear feel when the spirit appears. The vision is clear, like high definition lyrics written in tears. But I ain't crying if you listen.
At the end of the days, the Lord works in mysterious ways. Meditating, getting high off the grades, and let's blaze. La 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 la. I saw the rays, I saw the light as the night turned to days. Meditating, getting high off the grade, let's blaze. La 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 la.
Definitely check that out. Black Twang, Pantheon EP, that track, Elevelation. This is Hip Hop on FUBAR Radio with myself, DJ Sarah Love, and the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake.
Mice Diggy.
Oh, yeah. Ready to battle Big Daddy Kane. And you've got to send some shouts out to Russell Collinson, locked into the show, Too Many Tees, Ben Conn, Schizophro, Remington Steele, Little Chris, Tesla, Mr. B, Stacey. Keep your messages coming through to us at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. But this is an important part of the show where we open the microphone. So, Esco, are you ready?
Yeah, man. Let's do it.
Shady, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I'm ready. And maybe we'll get lucky and we'll have some other MCs who happen to be in the studio might step up too. Who knows? I don't know
what she's talking about.
Who knows what will happen? Hey, man, it's Christmas. Yeah. We've got to share. It's all about being sharing and giving. So let's do this. Yeah, Escott, yeah, you gonna step up first, yeah?
What a fucking beat.
I know, isn't this bananas? So this is what hip-hop sounds like, party people. It's FUBAR, let's go!
What the fuck's good? I see you in my firing range, but mine defined by trust and lack. And that I'm in the lightning strain. You guys will try and push to match my passion from behind the flames, but crush the love to dust for all the fashion we despise and hate. So fly away, because it's safe to say that we don't need you. I got the shot by you that's matched to my electric meter. Aesthetic cheaters run the buzz, but ain't no busy bees. Got lines like Robson Green, my mind be hooked inside deficiency. Don't need no Listerine, I'm fresh and known to murder flows. Punching above my weight so much that I've developed vertigo. I ain't even 30, bro, but managing a business. And although that I'm disturbed, they seem to get down with the sickness. Cruising for some bitches, on the lookout for some sex. So I check the dog in like a canine at the vets. I aim to be the best as they clamber to my live show, but find it hard to focus like the camera on an iPhone. What the hell do I know? Time to wake up like a coffee sipping man could use a piece of mind, exactly like a zombie victim. Stop and listen, I ain't ever been told that I'm good. I keep it gutter with my motherfuckers in the brotherhood. Cats think they shouldn't start them up in the facts. My spine's the only thing that's ever holding me back. Ha, if you look at me, then it is very rare to see a smile grinding on that 9 to 5 as if I was a pedophile. Degenerate dilemmas and they got the raw beats. Watch your units crash and burn like calling Wolf of Wall Street. Store the heat and you can ask the casualties of war. Eradicate them all, evaporating barricaded doors. Between the animator claws of a savage to damage and manage the baggage. Embarrass this marriage, not lacking a staggering package. Then it's back in the palace to race and pushing through the weight. Like horses dragging a carriage. Yeah, they tend to panic when I'm found stuck in the way. I ain't gotta say something cause I got something to say. With a piece of the bread, yet they flee to the net. Trigger tricking the addiction like an e-cigarette.
Cigarette.
Yeah.
Go on.
Oh, Escott.
Yeah. Okay. Put in the house, man.
Okay, Shady.
Shady, yo.
Representing for the ladies.
I'm chasing my dreams, and my dreams chasing me. I'm waking up exhausted from all the running in my sleep. Keep thinking I was turned out. Was this in our plans? I'm sick of seeing nothing in the palm of my hands. There's youths killing youths, but they cut our funds back. So I put my faith in words and decided I should rap. Like, pen to the pads and hold on the mic is gonna fix this world. But mommy told me right since I was a little girl, don't slip, don't trip, don't quit, whatever reason. Grips in tight, as I kiss all of my demons. Trying to keep my head up when the pennies start decreasing. Working to live, but who the fuck you pleasing? I try leaving, rap was deceiving. Showing me a slutty side I gave in every evening. Believing in myself like this is meant to be. If hip hop is a bitch tonight, I'm fucking with her mentally. The game tastes nice, be careful what you order. How hungry will you be when your choices become broader? Your girl's probably right, fam, I left love slaughtered. Told the man he's perfect, then I ducked. I'm so awkward, married to the music now, waiting for the honeymoon. Grind, 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 and I don't think I am stopping soon. Chasing the dark, or is he chasing me? No, sir, no face I see, pass your faces properly. You don't want the best for me, you don't want to raise me higher. Sparring with me long so you can watch me get tired. I exceed with no sleep, man, them say that I flow deep. In the studio, I beat up beats and bars and melodies. So deuces to the critics, lies and all the pressure. Leave hating on me, down to me, I do it so much better. They take, then take energy for their own. And you're giving and giving and getting drained from the soul.
Yeah.
Ooh, Shady.
Shady, jeez. Ripping it up. Okay, Eska, you got another one?
Yeah.
Eska. Yeah.
Yo, popping off like pogos with the stone cold flow. I'm mojo bro, it's loco. When the popo break your nose, bump off my logo. Know the hope so, cause this bozo webbers, dodos in the ozone. But I do it on my own, so suck a fatten in the choco. Oh, no, it's about time that I get a grip. So press my buttons to console my soul within the genesis. I look deep in the mirror, see my one and only nemesis. Reflection is outstanding like the payments to my benefits. Enemies got eight, arachnophobic spider. Only time I in discomfort's when I've got conjunctivitis. Cause in the ciphers, I'm a plus to a minus. Just must be the virus, and us for vaginas with dust. My sign has got love for these rhymers, but they should push down the visors. A rush can kick in the cabanas like a foot from the Unitas. What the fuck defines us as a race that's sentimental? Ironic how it's temperamental, cause our temper's mental. All I need's a pencil and a pad to show it's cold. Let the record play and part the way to paradise like Moses. I'm the oracle. Some say amazed by Mary and Joseph. Yeah, it's so honorable, but deep in hell is where my carefree home is. Step to me and hospitals were checking me. It's my encouragement, but I am bigging up my peppermint. Ooh, taking in more estrogen than the ESPN detriments. It's messy like the masculine you're pressing to your temperaments.
Ooh, straight out of Huddersfield. Say what?
Straight sweet.
Okay.
Back in
you. Okay. Yo, I don't get mad, I get destructive. Beat the beat so hard, they like Shady, you just fucked it. See some lippy in my hair done, they get reluctant. Till I spray like a volcano that's been slept on, I erupt. And show it MC love just like their mum did. It's nothing, you're fronting. Do not practice what you preach, you're bluffing. Not a CEO, and you do not own a label. Trying to eat off me and what I'm bringing to the table. I didn't need to show and shake my ass to get a booking. It's only my man that can get a look in. Didn't need to beg a minute,
came up on the TV. Beats and Mike live shows, that's how I shot my CDs. The hip hop scene is moving, shifty, moving, teams are moving, clicky, keep it moving. Also quickly, 2 minute man, but I'm moving bitchy. Don't wanna be a queen, don't wanna wear a crown. I'm fit for a king, even in my hand me down.
Yes, he's fit for a king for sure. That's a queen right there. Well, Esther, you want more? Let's do it then, go.
Yeah. Stop rupture noise, that'll fuck you boys with a butcher's toy like a hook from Roy. I'm across your joy in a burning pit with a cursed effect for your German whip. Never's worth the kid, they got hurt for it. I'm a servant dip, but I'm worthless prick. I'm an urban div in a circus swing. Let the serpent sing for the murdered king. Nervous grin, butcher clean to the person rings. When we circle in, take the herd, they sling on a bourbon binge, preserving heat like a burning sting. You don't want a mask and step with the best, got a flow so bad that the rest when the rest. Smoking crack and a broken track that the most will pass like a fetter to the dead when the racket is man. But check for the mess like a heroin head and a wreck and you fled. Federal debt is a terrible bet that the wrestler said it was set up full of soul. I'm taking my bread and toast of the.
That was fast, man.
I know. Couldn't keep up with the syllables. What, Shady?
That was sick. That reminded me of Hold On, the Skinny Man tune with, you know that whole...
Yeah, Foreign Beggars.
Foreign Beggars, that's the one, that's the one. Okay, here we go. Do you need to be heard if you could? What's your message? How can we forget hip-hop stem from oppression? We can't turn away from issues. We gotta learn the lesson. Standing here with a mic in my hand, it's a blessing. Won't search amongst branches, I'm digging up my roots. It may have been a struggle, but I'll never change my route. It led me to my crew, and that led me to the booth, and that led me to my purpose, and that led me to my truth. Father figures leave and security topples. They're busy drowning sorrows at the bottom of a bottle. Catch 22 when you're caught in a system. Easy to give up and surrender is a victim. Stand tall against your struggle. Can't ignore the relevance. Sitting in a room trying to ignore the elephant. Open your eyes, we need to unite. I need wisdom from you when you need it from I.
Lovely.
Nice.
I see Chester getting tempted over there by those crazy bars that you guys are spitting.
See, I woke up in a dark mood, reaching for my harpoon to fire at empty cartons in the hope of finding fast food. My every thought is like a lion in a glass room, feeling like I'm living like a human in a cartoon. Scramble over vast dunes, searching for the last moon. Tack you with a sharp spoon and smack you with a garden gnome. I'll eat your flesh and disregard your gome. I run with masked goons and hearts of stone who come in armoured suits. This whole pursuit is like a puzzle I'm the answer to. I'm in my yard, I'm throwing darts at some jars of glue. Your favourite rapper's like a rabbit in my abattoir. My world's like avatars dancing through your sabotage. Now here's a pinch of salt, take it with your every word. My way of life is down to earth like a heavy bird. My view is semi-blurred, stepping over buried nerds. Walking on a troubled path a couple steps ahead to purge. I'm in a crystal ball, hidden by a smoky veil. I'd rather go to jail and leave you with your throat impaled and broken bones, imploded lungs and all your vitals frail, than watch you acting like the Mampy sang a final scale. They keep on telling me to chill, cause only time will tell. Then time's a snitch and I'm inclined to kill off time as well. So many's blinded by the lies they tell. They're losing track of how to act around the shadows of the life they sell. Your masquerade is like a finger mouse without a hand. I'm from the outer lands of hell and came without a plan. I'm like an over fiend, sober and I'm over keen. I smoked enough weed throughout my teens to keep Yoda green. But hold a pale horse, enforcer from an ogre's dreams. Carry boulders and I'm older than a soda stream. The misadventures of my youth have left my mind impaired. My ends are Noah's Ark, the pigs will only ride in pairs. I was rhyming words when heads were wearing Lionel Blairs. To take my title means you bears will have to fight with bears. I'm in the dark and trying to find the light. Temper like it's dynamite, moving like my mind's like a viper strike. So tell your people chess is running with the room again. I'll leave you drowning in a tidal wave of human phlegm. There's no resolving emotion when I attack your dreams. I bring a pack of fiends wild like Chewbacca screams. I'm like an evil curse devouring all you rappers' charms. Kill a dinosaur stomping on alpaca farms. I back my qualms and rap psalms on my blackened palms. On Jacob's ladder like a veteran from back in Nam. I'll leave you rocky like Stallone up in the Rocky Flip, strolling the Acropolis, preparing for apocalypse. New Avenger came to send for all these Venga man. I burn tomorrow's world and leaves before the embers land. Remember, man, you're living on some borrowed stats. I'm like the scholarship of holographic bomb attacks. So F your tweeting self, asking me to follow back. I'll blast you out your paddle pool with nothing but forgotten facts. While I was dodging tax, you was in papooses on your mother's back. I'm like a hammer hitting rubber tacks. My superpowers resemble the work of Hermes. Most of these soppy rappers are regular Bert and Ernie's. I'm realer than most, run when my gorillas approach. If you're still on your post, villains will be killing your pulse. I'm saying, slaying dragons is part of your petty fairy tales. I breathe fire to liars who cry that Mary's held. Street renaissance adjacent to when I rise again. Attacking titans with giants who's holding crying pens. Applying science of dissidence from a mind of zen. The devil rides again, defiant over times of men. If nothing else, you should be wary of the killer spree. Swarming like some killer bees from London to the Philippines. A killer philistine, remorseless, yet I'm still inclined to balance out my karma like the ways of ancient samurai. Bloody Valentine, stab you with a stalagmite. Drag you through a burning bush and beat you with the hammer like it's hammer time. Blood a hammer mine with a bag of rhymes. Ever since I used
used to go in Woolies, Jack and Hammerettes. All them guys out there who want the real style. Got a few bars up on Fubar in the meanwhile. Big up my Stiggy and Sarah Love too. The Christmas show representing live, I come to plug you. And this is how we like to do it because we're crazy. Big up Esco and my rude girl Shady. Big up Kingpin, stepping in the building, we're linking. Because this is now the in thing, it's hip hop.
Certified OG Chesapeake.
Said he didn't want to rap. Now he wants to rap.
Oh, man, okay. Kingpin needs to rap.
You got me on this ting, man. At first I was like, nah, but here I go. Let's do this. Okay, yo. Now I know about the economics, but I ain't never had a heavy pocket. I stay connected to the circuit like I'm electronic. I get the paper, put the pen upon it. Sometimes I get melancholic. Where I spent a tenner on the tenner chronic. I'm that descending comet landing on your hegemonic masses, leaving cities buried like Atlantis. Major damage. Yo, you can't contain the savage. I write a passage to a beat, make a marriage, ride a flaming carriage with an arsenal of weaponry. You step to me, I turn your fucking party to a cemetery. Hiding in my pedigree, you should see me as the darkest entity you'll ever meet in this part of the century. Potentially, I can existentially project my energy and spit my bars to you telekinetically. Administer the poison, deliver the remedy. You step to me, it's jeopardy, and death will be the penalty. Yeah.
Kingpin,
whoa.
Before you leave, tell us how we can get hold of you, or tell the world how they can get hold of you.
Well, first of all, Kingpin, introduce yourself, because I don't think people understand what was going on there. We just had an ambush of the microphone.
You know what it was? The cypher was such high caliber and that, and I was like, yo.
You thought you'd take over the show.
Let me just get a little piece of the action, man.
That's what I said.
Maestro asked me beforehand as well, and I was like, nah. But I'm Kingpin, formerly of the crew Caxton Press, who dropped the Shame the Devil album. Obviously, been doing my thing. I just recently put out an album called Art of Survival, which, boy, I'm really happy with. But right here, I'm with my girl, Shady.
So what happened to Caxton Press? Why you left? This is why you should have ambushed the microphone.
We ain't got time to talk about that.
This is why you have to come through to the show properly when we can get all that proper information. So we hope you can come back in the new year sometime.
Yeah, new year. I got myself booked in, have I?
Wicked. How can we get hold of you? You don't need the headphones to say that.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I don't know. It's all professional.
These headphones be fooling people sometimes, isn't it?
So I'm Shay, Shay D. All my social networks are Shay D Rap. So that's Shay D Rap. They're all that. So holler at me, man.
The album is called
A Figure of Speech. That's right now it's on pre-order on Bandcamp, which is shady.bandcamp.com, and on iTunes and everything. And big up everyone listening in, and thank you guys so much. We got Sarah Love, my Siggy, Chester P, Escar, Dexter, everyone that's in the building, Kingpin. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. Thank you so much for coming through and throwing it down, keeping people on their toes.
Yes,
Escar, what's up?
Escar music.
How do you spell that? Because I keep getting it wrong.
E-S-K-A-R.
Okay, and what should people be looking out for next?
Soylent Green coming out January.
Yeah,
That's it.
Short and sweet, we like
it. What label is it coming out on?
Mine.
Oh, nice.
No, I don't have a label, but yeah.
What, so you're just putting it out yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. So keep an eye out, and hopefully you'll keep us posted with some music so then we can represent for you on Fubar Radio, yeah?
I'd appreciate that.
You're down for some of that. Yes, Shady, what you got to say, girl?
I want to really quickly say as well, I think, because obviously I've got a weekly radio show as well, and I felt like we're the only ones trying to do this and trying to plug it because the industry is so different now. So I'm literally so honoured to be here, and I think it's so great what you guys are doing. Every week, all the rappers you've had on have been so dope. I've been watching the Cypher videos. So for you guys taking your time and come here and doing it, like it's so important to feed the hip hop scene.
I just see it as either we sit around complaining or what are you going to do about it?
Exactly.
And if you're not going to do anything about it, you better shut your mouth.
If you're not a part of the solution, then you are indeed the problem.
Absolutely. Exactly. Yeah. And also come down to Chester P's homeless documentary thing at Parson Clouds as well.
I know.
Yeah.
See, this is what I was working.
Thanks,
Chester. Yeah. This is what I was working.
I'm glad I got family in the building. To be honest,
this is what I was working around to ask you about, because you told me on the 20th you've got a screening of a film that you're involved in.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a documentary. When I first started getting into doing this homeless thing and raising money to buy sleeping bags, I went to a fella called Greg Hall, who's a film director. He's made a number of films now on no budget, basically. Who's a person I've known for a number of years, and I have a lot of respect for, and I thought he would be great at shooting a documentary. So they followed followed me around, and we've documented the whole story, as it were. And that this will have its preview on the 20th of this month at Passing Clouds, just off Kingsland Road. It's a £3 minimum donation. All money raised, as ever, will be going to buying essentials for homeless people.
And you're going to be back again with us next month too, yeah?
Yeah, damn yeah.
I'm
hell
looking
yeah.
forward to it.
I'm going to run out of bars soon.
You never run out of bars. Come off it, man.
Chip don't run out of bars.
He no, needs so to. You got to
he
keep
needs
it.
To. I'm not being
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm getting,
no, but how do
I'm
you,
getting tired how, of hearing
you're gonna
that.
You're going to miss the next though. Who's Chip?
Yeah,
no, but how do you feel Chip? About that, Chester? Because for me, I hear a lot of MCs where they keep rhyming the same word. And to me, that's not rhyming if you're saying it's all about that.
You know
it's all about that.
If it's keeping them out of the street and keeping them from robbing people and getting put in jail, then I'm all for it,
Chip,
man.
Chip wasn't out in the street
Chip weren't out in the street. Chip weren't out in the street. Like, I mean, you know what? Like,
who runs the street?
Truthfully, who am I to judge? You know what I mean? Like,
what are you talking about? You're a lyrical master.
Yeah, but you know that we all have our platform.
But
them if that's what's getting people.
I tell
through,
you what,
that's
back in my days,
through.
Platforms were the end thing, and I'm gonna run into another tune now. But I can't get my. No, it's not good.
You got to come with something else other than when I go clean the windows. You need to dig deeper into your George Formby collection. No, but that's also why I want to invite all these MCs up here and have you here each once a month, and have people like Mr. Dexter come through, because this is how we're going to cultivate, like, spreading the right knowledge and not just having, like you say.
Being spoon-fed a misappropriation of culture is never going to do any good for the real culture. But you know what? Like, I'm a firm believer of everything is what it is, and it is how it's meant to be, because the universe works in mysterious ways.
And I'll add to that, not from experience, but I do know that being spoon-fed is way better than being anally fed.
Oh, definitely.
Not
sorry,
from
did
experience.
You
I thought you were going to say breastfed.
I know,
minute,
I thought he was going to say, but I was going
to
say no.
That's
what I was
going to
say. Exactly, like, that's the best fed.
That's the only way
I
to eat.
I still get breastfed now. Not from my mum, though. Not from my mum.
Disclaimers all over the place of today's show. Damn.
That gets a bit weird.
You know, Miss Diggy was about to be phoning up the show like, Maestro, what the hell are you telling me?
Yeah, I stopped breastfeeding a long time ago.
Yeah.
About 5 years ago.
No, so we're really looking forward to you coming back next week and next month, and you've got to keep us posted with any ways that we can support the whole movement, you know, because this is a platform and a vehicle to shout about all this good stuff that's going on.
Thank
like Shady's
you.
Release, you've got to hit me up with some new music as well so I can play for you. Eska, he already jetted out the studio, man, but yeah, sure, hopefully you or your manager will hit me up with some tunes too. Dexter, thank you so much for coming through and speaking about the late great Mike Allen as well. That was lovely to hear your words
you.
On him, and you know, hopefully we'll see you again sometime in the future. This
is
our last show. Yeah?
Nah.
Nah. But no, this is our last show of the year. So thank you so much for everyone who's joined us over the last few weeks. Catch up on the podcast. That's foodbarradio.com/hiphop. We have had some bananas guests for you, including Stretch and Bobby O, Talib Kweli, Fife of a Tribe Called Quest. We've had Orifice of Foreign Beggars. We have Split Profits. We've had Luna C, Verb T. Anyway, hit up the foodbarradio.com/hiphop and you can find all the links there. It's free. Giles Freeman likes that, doesn't
free,
he?
Yes.
So there's no reasons not to get involved.
Yeah, let's because people keep hitting me up saying, they can't work out how to download the thing, the show.
Well, it's pretty basic.
Well,
when
it's on YouTube.
Yeah, you just there's lot. We share all the links, so all you need to realise is when we say click here, you just click there, and then that's where you find it.
No,
but
they're not that smart, though.
Hey, Maestro, welcome to the world of radio broadcasting. This is how it works. You've got to communicate things clearly to people. But up next, we have A Badge of Friendship. That's with Claire Lim, Ed Williams, and Ed McCallum. And thank you so much, Chester, for coming through today.
It's a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Shady, Eska, thank you for blessing us. Dexter, all of you have a wonderful Christmas and New Year's celebrations and a great start to the year and everything. And that big up is going out to everybody out
yes,
there.
Merry
Take
Christmas,
care of each other.
Happy Yuletide.
Yes.
Keep it pagan.
Keep it pagan.
Oh, God.
I know,
mince
yeah,
pies,
you've been
baby.
On the,
mince pies.
I'm sure mince
That's
pies probably are
about.
Pagan. Yeah, Mice has been talking about mince pies
mince
since
pies
the summer.
Are disgusting.
Yeah. It's rank, innit? Oh,
you better give me all your mince pies.
And you know
that. You ain't eating them shits.
They're made with suet.
Yeah, mate.
With what?
suet, isn't that basically like lard or something?
Yeah, it's animal.
But it's like blended pig.
What? There's pork in mince pies?
No, but that's why they're called mince pies, because it's made with suet, which is like an animal. It's basically like you put a pig's nostril in a blender type thing.
It's not pig, because they've got to tell you. No, not anymore.
But if you're keeping it real.
I've got to get my halal mince pies, boy.
If you're a 5%er.
Yeah.
You're only going to be eating about 3% of that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
I didn't know that.
No,
pork.
Nowadays they're fake.
Not be pork. Don't tell me that it's pork.
Yeah. No, back in the day it used to, like, a proper mince pie.
Beef, yeah.
I guess it's not real. That's fruit in there, isn't it? That don't taste like
it's
no not, beef.
It's a different
thing.
No,
they would have to tell you on the box, otherwise you'd be
like, there's no meat in a mince pie.
No, in the past there used to be, hence it's called mince, but it ain't anymore.
So there's no mince in it.
But you know what? It's still got raisins or currants in it, and that's just mouldy grapes.
Hey, we could have made this the feature of Are You Taking the Piss, which we ran out of time for today. Are You Taking the Piss is ingredients of mixed pies. Are they taking the piss?
For the last 3 weeks, we probably haven't got to do Are You Taking the Piss. That's what's taking the piss.
It's because there's so much going on in hip hop.
Mince pies are taking a piss.
Mince pies are taking. So we'll end on that note.
All the piss they want. Mince pies.
We'll end on that festive note.
There you go.
That is the perfect note. Thank you so much for everyone who tuned into the show today and over the last weeks. Make sure you listen back to the podcast. That's foobarradio.com/hiphop. Get involved. Find Mice on twitter.com/MiceDiggy and myself, DJ Sarah Love. We will be back on air on the 11th of January, and we are going to be talking to the one and only Chuck D. Yes, you heard it correct. Public Enemies Chuck D is going to be chatting to us on the show. So make sure you tune us 11th of January right here, foobarradio.com. Have a wonderful Christmas, people, and lots of love.
Merry Christmas.
You sell that crack just for Jordans and think you living large. You gave that lame nigga your pussy, then he stole your heart. What can them teachers teach me? Even they living hard. Got all them fucking degrees and still can't get a job. My nigga sub drug dealing, man, that's all he know. And Keisha selling food stamps for a hit of dope. Bitches never come around when a nigga broke. Now she tryna holla at a player like a nigga's coach. Niggas know, spirit of pop. I'm hot enough to sizzle and pop. My shit is fresh prints mixed with the locks. Squeezing your face. And I don't mean when pimples get popped. It's like your girl sleeping around how I slipped in your spot. Second guessing my future, what will I equal out to? Real niggas don't change, so what do we amount to? It seems when you're down, everybody wanna doubt you. They don't hate you, they just hate they can't be what they love about you. Gold chains. Niggas dying for gold chains. Niggas dying for gold chains. Nigga, we mentally enslaved by gold chains. Do anything to drive a range, nigga. Niggas dying for gold chains. Niggas dying for gold chains. Nigga, we mentally enslaved by gold chains. These rappers say the same shit, no, I don't get it, man. He tell you that you beautiful, deserve a different man. Saying how he gon' support you and your business plan. But all he wanna do is cut Edward Scissorhands. A twisted man her father was, let that drama go. He touched her, said he'd kill her if she let her mama know. What type of father is that? Set up his daughter for trap. He sold your womanhood, ain't even let you borrow it back. A whole new meaning to the apple, don't fall far from the sap. Had him up just to get even, man, what garden is that? He fucked the world up, she dancing to that rolling porn. She out here playing all these niggas like she Martin Lawrence. She ain't no rider, she only ride if the car's foreign. I bet this AR keep her out the middle of harm. How could she trust you in the club? Bustin' sad, but it's a world. Nigga, she don't want you anyway, that's daddy's little girl. Gold chain. Niggas dying for gold chains. Niggas dying for gold chains. Nigga, we mentally enslaved by gold chains. Do anything to drive a range, nigga. Niggas dying for gold chains. Niggas dying for gold chains. Nigga, we mentally enslaved by gold chains. Gold chains. Don't leave me broken without these chains.